not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's a Monsters Mornings Real Radio 104.1 broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Is there the best way to get us? Well, there's a billion ways to get us. One of them is if you have Alexa, say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio. It will do it for you no matter where you are anywhere in the world. That's pretty cool. If you got Google, it'll do the same thing. If you want to hear our podcast channel, we've got that. And every week, every Saturday, there's a new Prime Cuts, Monsters Prime Cuts, and you can check that out. Just go, just ask for that. Just say, hey, Alexa, play the Monster Podcast. It'll play it for you. It's pretty cool. We're also live on our YouTube channel. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube, so check it out when you get a chance. It's a Friday. I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everybody today, almost everybody, we'll be doing this until around 11 o'clock. Here are the producers, Angel LaBoom, Angel Rivera. To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
It's time to stop, baby.
And we got the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Yes.
So Savannah was out in her little, she said she was in a skimpy dress yesterday. And she
Her Christmas dress.
And she was
40 below.
Yeah, it's 45 out there. And she got sick. She's ill. She texted me this morning. She wants to be in, but she needs to take care of herself. So Savannah, get better. Here's the deal. People are already texting me. I love that. I really do. I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting here, I get here about 5 or so. And when I'm setting everything up, one of the first things I do is I hit up the texting service, and it's 77031. If you save that, you'll always be able to text the radio station while we're here. We're monitoring it pretty heavy. 77031 is brought to you by Sutherland Nissan. And people already saying good morning, and I'm trying to text people back. We appreciate that. We use the texting service a lot. We use our YouTube channel a lot. Is that all up now, Ryan Holmes?
Everything has been running the whole time, yeah.
So okay, good. All right, let me pop that up so we can see what's going on there. We talk to you during the breaks and stuff, so it's very interactive. That's what's great about live talk radio. We're switching things up today because we realize that some people, sometimes you have to think about your own listening habits when you listen to other shows, and if there's certain things that are always at certain times, you might get bored with that, you know? So we've been doing the Triple R segment at 7 at 7, forever and a day, and we thought, okay, we'll switch it up today. Let's get some other people chances to win some stuff. So,
what's happening?
Mystery time today. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is.
I don't like this. I'm all thrown off.
Yeah, how
are you doing this? The way you always need everything set for you to just jumble things up.
Once I've decided a day ahead of time, and I've had a day to get to get used to it, I'm good. I've been thinking about this since yesterday because we talked about it yesterday, and I've had a day to let it sink in, and then I decided where each segment was going to go. By the way, your segment has been moved.
What?
Somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where it is. You just got to be ready to go. Ryan Holmes, you just got to be ready to go.
At moment's notice.
Whenever I introduce and I say, King of Denmark, Daily Proclamation, you got to be ready to go.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. That just upped the game.
I ain't telling you, Jack S. You just got to be ready to pull that trigger, Jack.
All right. I'm into it. Let's do it.
A lot of Jacks going on.
Yeah, a lot of jacking.
Oh, and we've got Fred Stokes is coming in a little bit later.
Nice.
He's won a Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins. There's a lot of football news. I found out this morning there's a fourth football league that started.
Are you serious?
Okay, so we got the Alliance of American Football that we're going to be heavy with, the Orlando Apollos. Found out yesterday the XFL showed up in Tampa with Vince McMahon, and they announced, hey, we're coming in 2020. And then there's a new one that is, I guess, a bunch of football players put together. And Ricky Williams, Terrell Owens, Jeff Garcia, a bunch of football players put together. And this one is called FFL. The Freedom Football League, put together by all the players. So I'm going to talk to Fred Stokes about that, if that's too much football for America. I don't know. I mean, we're all into college football, and everybody's into the NFL. Four different leagues. Will all four survive? We can talk about that when he comes in a little bit. We got Beer of the Week coming up. We're going to switch things up today. So be ready to call in to win. Hey, we can look, though, Angel, and see what kind of great prizes we have. So when you get a chance to let me know what we do have to give out, that would be kind of cool. Last night was the clear channel.
That's on you, because we've been iHeart for quite some time.
I know, Angel. I'm a little crazy. certain things stick with me, and people think I purposely say "Dirty Jim" to be an a-hole. No, that's what's stuck in my head. I'm doing better at saying Jim Colbert, but it's stuck in my head, And Clear Channel's still stuck in my head, but it's iHeart. Yeah. So there was the iHeart Christmas party / awards party last night. And the first time Ryan Holmes was able to come in, and you came with your lady.
Oh, yeah, needed a buffer zone, way to introduce her to people so I can find out who they are myself.
Let me say this. I'm going to tell you this right now. What you want to do is monitor anytime Carlos is talking to your girlfriend. I'll tell you why. Carlos is part of my situation last night.
Oh, good. I like being part of the situation.
You're part of the situation, Carlos.
I have the same abs as the situation.
My wife yesterday, as we're talking about going to the Christmas party, she's like, "Well, I want to tell you something that Carlos told me." Uh-oh. I said, "What?" So Carlos said, "I will learn to pick and choose the things I want to come to."
Oh, did she really say that?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember telling her that.
You did tell her that.
Yeah, 100%.
And she's like, "You know," and Russ, I really don't. She worked all day. She's a parent. Worked all day. She goes, "Carlos told me that I should pick and choose the things I want to go to, and I really don't want to go to this." And I'm like, "Son of a."
I'm like,
"No, baby, you got to come." She's like, "Why do I have to come to your Christmas party?" I'm like, "Well, just because I want to show you off." She's like, "Yeah, I'm not a." Yeah. It seems like I worked all day, and I don't know.
You don't even want to go.
And I don't even want to go. I only go because I know it's important to the boss, and I got to sit and let him watch him give out awards to other radio stations.
Yeah, I know.
Did you tell her that?
100%. Yeah. Because I learned.
When you admit to it, it's so fun.
No, but I'll tell you what. I remember we were at Volcano Bay, I think, or something like that. One of the Universal weekends or whatever.
Oh, it was when we had all the fans.
Yeah.
And she had nothing to do.
Yeah.
And I guess you told her, "Hey, you'll learn.
You'll learn. Sometimes you go
Megan doesn't come to everything.
No, she doesn't, because she's been to every single event you could possibly think of. And then my mistake was I would force her to go, like, "You have to go to every radio station event."
That's what I was trying.
And you must. And then I was like, "Why?" And then eventually I was just like, "Well, why don't you come to the ones that you're..." And then actually what really happened was we had obviously a kid, and you can't just go to every single one. And then it's like, "Look, I can't go to this one. I'll go to this one later." But I've been in the game for a long time. So it's a lot of events that...
Well, she used your pep talk.
Damn, hell yeah.
And so as I'm leaving last night to go to the Christmas party, she's all curled up on the couch watching her ghost show. Big smile on her face. She's like, "Have fun, honey." I'm like, fine. I'm like, "This is part of womanly duties, isn't it? Wifely duties." And she's like, "Yeah, I do a lot of wifely duties."
Yeah.
She really didn't want to go.
Did you have fun at the party?
So anyway, after Ryan Holmes got there, I'll tell you what, to be honest, the best thing about the party was that Chris Kantmeyer showed up.
Oh, nice.
And I got to talk to Chris Kantmeyer. I hadn't seen him. He was our old program director, and that was very, very cool. Talked to people that I, normally talk to. Yeah. Got a chance to talk to Ross Padgett and Ryan together, which was kind of a good little pep talk about doing bits.
Yeah, that's fun. It's cool to talk to Ross, because I know him from the comedy scene, and like we were going through the same thing together as stand-ups, going into radio.
Has he beat Red Dead Redemption, you think?
No, he is not.
Where do you think he's at?
Because it was interesting to hear them talk about, because you've been around this culture since you were 18.
Yeah.
So the idea for a stand-up comedy.
17.
17. So the idea for a stand-up comedy coming here, you have a bit every day.
Yeah. And perform.
And you're not going to see if the audience is laughing or not.
No instant
gratification. You're only judged by what we are telling you.
And we're the worst. The worst
people in the world. And Ross and Ryan both are having issues with coming from the stand-up comedy world and trying to transition into this. And it was I was eavesdropping on them while they were talking.
Yeah, yeah. What insights did you pick up?
We're being a little rough on Ryan. We got to give him a little positive, because he's a very sensitive man.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, this is gonna help. Why are you being all soft, Ryan?
Did you talk about his blood? How it's a bit tainted? Like how it's a little weak.
But Ross Padgett having the same issues. He's like, "I did a bit. I think it was terrible," and all this stuff. And I'm like, guys, you don't understand. Just because the people in the rooms are giggling and laughing, doesn't mean the audience is
100% not laughing at you.
No.
We're pretty a good gauge of that. Yeah, it sucks.
No, it's just fun. It's cool because brothers in arms kind of situation.
Yeah, sure, I get that. That's cool.
And it's, I mean, for a stand-up.
Oh, wait,
I mean,
you're packing weaponry?
Yeah, it's Knife Fight Friday.
Andrew. Yeah.
It is Knife Fight Friday, yeah.
Today is very important, Knife Fight
so
Friday.
So, you guys, I look, considering that you guys both came from the contest, and now the Monsters, this station should just now be called the Monsters Comedian of the Year station, because on every show is, and I'm so proud of that. And so, what was it, coming from you, what was it that, like, that you were you able to talk to Ross and be like, oh, wow, I can't believe.
Well, it's just good to like hear, because sometimes I feel like I'm a crazy person. And sure. The only person I have to vent to is my lady.
Right.
And then Ross and I are saying the same thing back to each other.
Yes.
On our same issues with the same thing. And it's just good to hear. And I'm like, okay, I'm not insane. Because, I mean, like, when you do stand-up, it took me 2 years to get my first, like, solid 15 minutes.
Sure.
So to do a 15-minute bit every day, it's like, if I think about it, I freak out.
But it'll just make you stronger, man.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. You know? Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. But it's just funny, because it's like, yeah, they're bad ones, right? Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But another thing, there was a young lady that, she still works here on the weekends, LT.
Yeah, I love LT.
I love her, too. And she still listens every day. She's working at Hard Rock. And couldn't be any nicer. That was a very that was kind of a added point. That was one of I didn't see coming. You know, got a chance to talk to her, and that was super cool. What else happened? I mean, this it's the party. For whatever reason, our company decides. See, they do a pep rally like 2 months ago, which is all about business. To me, if I were in charge, though I'm not, if I were in charge, that's when I would give away awards, when it's all about business. This was supposed to be holiday party.
I think that's a great suggestion.
I've suggested it several
times.
Have
you really?
Nobody listens to me,
But
the holiday party should be about we're all going to celebrate.
Yeah, for sure.
Every time they start giving out awards, it makes people, you know, grumble.
Not want
to
go.
No, they're not going to grumble to Linda Bird, because no one's going to grumble to her, but everyone's like, oh, I'm giving away awards now. It's not the time to do it. You should have done it at the when it was all about business 2 months ago. That's when you should do it. But whatever, they decide to do it at the Christmas party and make half the radio stations who get the stations that get mentioned, you know, like not at all. You know, real radio at least.
We were in the graphic.
Yeah, we were in the graphic. And Jack Bradshaw won for something. I think it was programmer of the year or something.
Oh, cool! Congrats, Jack.
And then Fred Fritz won for employee of the year.
Oh, he well deserved.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's I think it's a punishment on us because we go around just throwing out one T-shirt. To crowds, right?
Yeah.
And this is the ultimate in the one T-shirt, right? That one radio station, and we all sit and watch, and one radio station wins radio station of the year. That's our ultimate T-shirt.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, see what I'm saying, Reinhold?
I do not
t-shirt.
Follow exactly, but
follow
but I'm with you. I'm with you in spirit.
I wonder if other companies do their awards during their Christmas, their holiday party, though.
Yeah,
I
don't. Because it's end of year, so it's a lot more common than you realize.
You'll get, really? But, yeah, I've never heard of that. I've been to every other Christmas party. I've never seen awards. I think that's an excellent point, and it's an easy fix. We literally just had a get-together a week ago.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's my experience, because I've DJed these events. I'm DJing one tomorrow. That's where they give out the awards. They'll give out the end of year, all that stuff, because, you know, 2019 is right around the corner and you're starting a new year. So they like to button all that up and get it all done.
When did you slip out of here, out of there last night, Ryan?
As soon as Roomba got their award, I was out.
See, now that's what I was doing too. And I actually saw Jimmy on the way out. I said, because there was only one exit, and the exit was towards the back of the room. So in order for my big ass to, you know, slip back there, you couldn't do it without being seen, you know? So my
only note would be, can we move this to a Friday? Because old King of Denmark's a little tired right now.
All right, listen. It's a Friday. You might want to check us out on our YouTube channel. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. Go check it out if you get a chance. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Still Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to those of you who are celebrating that. And happy holidays. I'm flowing in spirit, man. Even though...
What are you doing right now? Are you hugging yourself?
I'm hugging myself. I'm feeling all lovey.
All right, is that...
I'm in a good mood. Welcome back to the Monsters.
You guys were just watching on YouTube. You just saw Russ give himself a hug.
I gave him a big love
hug.
He's
feeling all lovey with himself.
I'm in a good mood.
Did you take some ecstasy? What are you doing?
No. Just
rolling in the morning.
I got some Vicks over here.
I was just thinking about all the nice people last night who you know, A lot of times you don't know if people around these radio stations still listen to the show, you know, but had a bunch of people. The way I knew that they're listening still currently and everything was they were like, let me see your Batman watch. Let me see your Batman watch. I had so many people asking to see the Batman watch, which is because I decided, you know, I was going to not wear it last night. I'm like, well, that's a company Christmas party. I probably should wear another, you know, a little more dignified watch.
No.
And I had it on and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm a big goof. I'll wear
you
Batman.
You were about
to
say you're Batman. You were just about to say I'm Batman.
No, I was gonna say a curse word. I'm a big effing goof, and who cares?
And be me.
And I wore my Batman watch, and everybody wanted to see it, and that was pretty cool. You know, before this is a true story, and I'm gonna somehow make this come around to making sense. Had some time to talk to Ryan Holmes last night at the thing, because we sat at a table and kind of talked about a bunch of stuff. And Ryan, you know, has just been hired by the radio station. He's also able to go and look and see what all other radio stations are able to do as far as the website and numbers and all that kind of stuff, you know, website numbers. And we were talking about the things that get hits and the things that don't get hits. And it still is, it shouldn't be amazing. But I just still get amazed that, you know, if you want to get clicks, if you want to get hits, if you want people to actually click on things, you know, like, sex sells, you know, boobies, you know, women that are half naked, like that stuff is still, that's the easy way to get whatever clicks, whatever thing you like. You could put a lot of work into some funny bit or you know, find some very intelligent article about something or find something that is super interesting about, you know, science or whatever. All that stuff.
Never's going to win against a nice pair of breasts. That's true.
And it really is kind of crazy. And I know it's just human nature and it's just the way it's always been. But it's kind of ties into yesterday when I went home, my wife, she can come home for lunch for a little bit. And so, you know, I went home to have lunch with her real quick.
Right.
And then I get a call from Jeff Kaufman, who you guys all know. He comes in here for the Nerdy News. And that's who the co-writer is for my comic book, Jolly Jane. And he calls me and goes, hey, Russ, I'm so sorry. I need you to come down because we've had a bunch of sales this week. And these got to be signed and they have to be sent out right away.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. So, you know, I can come down and do that. He goes, you're not going to believe, though, the ones that we've sold. And this, you know, I guess this is, it makes sense. It's just the way that it is in the world or whatever. But there's one, okay, when you're selling comic books and young comic book companies or whatever, they have variant covers, different covers, because collectors like to get the different covers. Because if, let's say with this thing, when it goes for sale worldwide in January, if it hits really, really big and you've got one of the variant covers that there's only 50 or 100 made of, it can end up being worth a lot of money, right? So for whatever reason, in the past week, since December, we've sold about 48 copies of the one. I haven't even talked about it that much, but it's the one copy where on the cover, she's topless, right? Mm-hmm. There's a topless one. But it's more expensive than the rest of them. And so we've sold 48 copies of those since December. And guess who has bought them?
One guy?
All women.
Oh, I thought it was one dude.
All women. Now, have you guys seen the topless cover one?
I think I saw it at the convention, but...
You did see it. Yeah. No one else has seen it because we don't, like, talk about it very often. It's one of those things, like, you kind of have to provide it because it's one of those things that people, you know, the collectors want to see. But 48 copies, all by women. So what I told Jeff is I think it's women buying it for their guys for Christmas.
100%.
Yeah, it's not women who want to see cartoon movies.
Out of 48 women, you're saying 48 females purchase this, I would bet that about 45 of those have bought it for their husbands or boyfriends who are comic book collectors, and then it's an easy gift for them. It's like, oh, look, cartoon boobs. I know he'll love this.
Yep.
It's just cartoon boobs.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to flash it on the YouTube channel here in a second. That's the only time you're going to be able to see it. But it's funny, though, that how it's just crazy and funny how sex... It'll never stop, right? That will always be a fail-safe. Like that, you know.
That's the one kind. Look, think about this in the sense of what you were just talking about yesterday about robots and AI and everything. One of the things that one of the segments that's pushing that technology is the brothels that want to have robots.
Yeah, I know.
And just to provide sex.
Why is it that still is a common denominator?
Because we're animals.
Yeah.
But I mean, to sell 48 copies of a comic with just, you know, comic book boobies on the cover, I was amazed. Of course, I ran right down there to sign them. And I slowly, like, some of my signatures are really fast. I slowly signed these because I'm like, well, these ones are
seductive
pieces of art. I'm going to show you guys. You haven't seen it, have you, Angel?
No, I have not.
Okay, have you seen it, Ryan?
I have not, no.
Okay. Quickly. And you have to be on the YouTube channel in order to see it. If you're not on the YouTube channel, you're not going to be able to see it because I can't put it on any other thing. But that's the variant cover.
Nice.
with the boobies. Ryan, you're looking or are you playing? What are you doing?
I'm looking. I'm making sure the correct camera's on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can you believe, though, it's crazy that like women are the ones that are buying the topless cover.
It can't be all women. I mean, there's got to be some horny ass comic book nerds who are like, who have literally in the Google search, naked cover of girl on comic book. And so the second Jolly Jane popped up, they're like, this is the greatest comic book cover ever. And they purchased 48 of them.
Just for real time interaction, our YouTube numbers just went up 51. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I'm a fan of cartoon boobs. I'm not a fan of cartoon porn. That's where I go, all right, now you're getting, you know, like you, every now and then you go like, I do kind of wonder what cartoon porn looks like, but then you kind of move on. But cartoon boobies, I think for me personally, started with Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, that's right.
Being sexualized at a young age, thinking of bestiality, that was kind of weird. Because you remember she was married to Roger Rabbit? Which was an animal.
Yeah, yeah. And patty cake together.
Yeah, and so
instantly people wanting to know, that particular comic book, that particular variant cover is available through...
Oh, well, you go to BigCityComics.com. Yeah, for whatever reason, since December, that one is the one that's selling. Some of the regular ones, you know, the regular, you know, like that's the regular cover right there that you can get, and that's, you know, obviously she has her clothes on.
Boo.
But that one, it just... I don't know, man. And just like the thing with the website, I was talking to Ryan about it. I'm like, if you want to get numbers, you put up something where there's, you know, boobies on it, and people will mindlessly just go and click on it. People are starving to see nudity. Isn't that weird?
I mean, yeah, but don't you kind of always want to? Like, really, like, just at any moment. But it's odd, like, with the website where it's, like, it's on the internet. If you want to see, like, boobs, you can go anywhere else and see it in, like, half a second.
It's not, but see, you're discounting one element. And
what's that?
And this is the thing, and this is when I was doing, you know, curating it and doing it with Twerk Tuesdays.
And you did all that.
Here's the thing. It's a difference between just randomly grabbing something and then grabbing something and putting your name on it, whether it's Russ's name, whether it's my name, whether it's the monster's name. Because then at that point, you're making a connection with your followers or your listeners, people that are fans of you, and they're like, oh, this is what he's into. Let me see if I agree or disagree with him.
Yeah.
Let me check that out. There's a different level of engagement. The nudity and the sexual and all that is a huge part of it, but they also want to, you know, the listener or the fan wants to know if they have the same taste as you or if they're into the same things as you. You can't... That part of that is a huge part nowadays in this social media component. You want to give your listener or the person that's a fan of you other opportunities to engage with you, and that's a huge part of it. That's why that's why those numbers are always going to be there. It's going to be an easy target, quote unquote, but it's also always going to be there.
Yeah, because they want to see if what you think is hot is what they think is hot.
Yeah,
I like the idea that you're a booty curator. That's good.
I did it for quite some time.
You still do it? You don't do it anymore?
No, he hasn't been doing it.
Nah, well, because... Is it
the girlfriend? She don't like it?
No, that was never an issue. It's just that it's different when all of a sudden we're all doing it.
Yeah.
It seemed to dilute it.
When Russ started doing it?
Yeah.
So you stepped on his booty. So you took your booty and went home.
No.
I'm taking my booty pics
and I'm going home. Russ posted too many booty pics. These are my booty pics. The internet doesn't have enough booty pics.
And here's what I would get. Oh, Russ, you got to get some numbers for the website, more numbers. I'm like, okay, fine. And I started, like, I wrote a couple things and I put up a couple stories and I took some other stuff, and it never really gets hits. If you take stupid pictures of girls and put them up there, bam, it gets the hits. And
don't give away the secret sauce, Russ.
You know what? I stopped doing it too because I'm sitting there.
No one's posting booties. No,
you know what? I stopped because I'm sitting there with my wife and I'm watching her as we're getting ready for work and everything, and she's like, what are you putting up? I'm like, well, I'm putting up another picture of some girl from college, and I'm like, I feel really dumb doing this.
Yeah,
I'm only doing it so people will click on it.
I know, but I really don't even know why you do it, dude. Like, at the end of the day, I would never post that anymore. I would never. I'm married. I have, like, not to say I don't do things that aren't, you could judge me by, that other people are like, wow, I can't believe you say or do that. But, like,
it's just like a random ass. And it's a random boob.
I would explain it to her. I'm like, look, I'm only doing this because they want hits, and that's part of our job.
For what? For the bonus?
For the
ratings? Like, or do you, like, I'm just not a person. Like, there's so much of that out there.
Yeah.
And, like, do you want to contribute to it just for, what, a little $1,000 ratings? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not judging you, dude. I've put up stuff that's ridiculous all the time. But at one point, I was just like, am I literally just doing this so that this posting a picture of some girl's ass just for this radio station? That's not even what I do. You know what I'm saying? If I was like, Jock Jock 90s, Carlos Navarro, you want to see ass in the morning? Here we go. Then I post it all day long. But that's not even what, like, post something. You find funny stuff all the time.
I don't know. And I've put funny stuff up before. I've put, like, stuff that I think is interesting, and it won't get any, you know, it doesn't get any traction or whatever. And then you walk by the boss, and she's like, how come your numbers aren't up, Russell? I'm like, okay, there you go.
Sounds like you guys need a new hero.
Actually, no, it evolves, though, right? Because what I've gravitated to is finding really cool automobile videos.
Yeah.
The video of the
I love all those stuff you do.
The jugglers yesterday, that crazy
like
elevated
that stuff,
juggling.
Yeah. That kind of stuff doesn't get the numbers the tattoo stuff.
No, it does. What you have to do is engage it, talk about it, and basically hand-holding the listener to show them that this is what I'm into now, or this is what we're posting now. When you put just boobs and stuff like that, it is. It's a mindless click. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you reinforce it by telling your audience, man, that's all you guys like is boobs, and then, like, they go, okay, well, I guess I'm going to find boobs. But, dude, at the end of the day, it's boobs and a primal thought of loving the boob. And so that is going to supersede anything you put on there. But
I'm not doing it anymore.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
I'm like, you know, whatever. Like, I did one a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, look, I'm only putting this up for the clicks. But that's what people seem to respond to. Just like, you know, the comic book thing, though. 48 copies of just because she's topless. It's just kind of crazy. But
that's, like, artistic. I'll give. The fact is, that's artistic.
Yeah.
Like, there's art to that. Like,
it's a pretty good drawing.
And it's a beautiful drawing by a really amazing artist. Not to take away models that are nude or whatever, but, like, when it's just gratuitous, show me that bird. You know, like, and dude's just like, I know that nobody's like, man, I think I'm going to, you know, have a little fun in the shower this morning. Let me just go over to Monsters. No, there's plenty of porn. Like,
but, okay, think about it. They even take porn away, right? So with our YouTube, what is it that happens when we get the most numbers? If Amber Nova comes in.
Not true.
Or if Angelique comes in.
Not true.
Oh, that's
the biggest one we ever had was Jim Phillips.
No. I know biggest one. But I'm saying when those girls come in.
Consistency.
It goes up 200-400.
But we also then go to Real Radio Monsters YouTube. We promote it 5 times more than we ever would with anything else. We get excited. And of course, it's a chick. We got mostly dudes.
Yeah,
what's our audience? 90.
Men.
Like, we know the numbers. It's men. So we're talking.
And they like hot girls.
And they like girls. They like chicks. I get it, you know. But at the end of the day, I don't think they're like, I got to go to the Monsters, check out some ass.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't have pants on right now, so it's fine.
I think they like to see ass,
think about it this way, though. All right, you might feel that way, and there might be an argument to that. But Tumblr, the website, the app Tumblr, they're getting ready to eliminate, and that was one of the things that they were known for.
Boobs?
Is the pornography through there, and they're getting ready to X that all the way through. And Twitter has already noticed an upclick in that kind of content on their platform.
Can't sell it.
You can't. So, and then just a heads up, everybody. So we're getting text messages in. Looks like there's a train accident near Church Street downtown. So if you're traveling through that area or getting a bunch of text messages, we're downtown Orlando near Church Street Station. Looks like the train and it hit somebody or something.
Okay.
So.
Wow, it's only been like a week since the last time it did that. So there we go.
I was just going to say, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just
last week.
Texting service. Russ, creepy. You posted pictures of girls' buttocks who are younger than your daughter. My daughter is 30, but that is part of the argument. I would tell my wife, I'm like, I don't really like doing this because, you know, my daughter's that age. So, just so you know, I've had an internal struggle with doing it all year. I'm like, God. Because the bosses are like, oh, Russ, your number's got to be up. Well, that's what works for the most part. Anytime I wrote a story that was that I thought was interesting or some sort of thing, it doesn't get the hits as you just put up one stupid picture of a girl with boobs.
Yeah, but I really think, you know what you should say? Look, if there's a web department here, hey, post boobs. Post it all day. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. It will get the hits. But you know what? Whenever you
I'm not doing it anymore.
No, I'm so glad you're not. Whenever you write a blog post, sure, it's not going to get as many as hot chicks with boobs, period. But it's going to affect more people. Listeners are going to appreciate that more. You've done it a million times where you wrote these really well-thought-out, long blogs that you could see the comment. They take time. And then you're like, man, why aren't they number one?
Right,
the chick, you know, so I get that. But don't. I think you should just go back to doing what you want to create on there, because that's what I think more people might want to see.
Well, that's what I'm doing for 2019. So if you want to do what's it called?
Twerk Tuesday. Twerk is Tuesday. Back, baby.
Twerk it up. I'm good with that. All right, you're listening to the Monster in the Morning. Good morning on Real Radio 104.1. We got on a tirade there about movies and went really late on the break. But welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes, all here today. And I tell you, we're switching things around today as far as the trivia and as far as the ones and twos and the King of Denmark. It's all switching around. So if you want to win a prize, keep listening. We'll let you know when that's going to happen soon. Well, so one of the big stories that I woke up to this morning, and it's like, man, I don't know, man. So many sensitive people in the world these days. But so we were kind of excited yesterday. Kevin Hart was announced that he was going to do the Academy Awards. He was going to do the Oscars. He was going to be the host. And I'm like, that's a pretty good call, you know, because the last year it was the ratings were really low. It was one of the lowest they've had in many, many years. Some people say because it was there was a lot of political talk for whatever reason. You know, it was low. Jimmy Kimmel, I think he's a likable guy, but just whatever. Not the star they needed to do the Academy Awards. So they said it was going to be Kevin Hart. Like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know, he's funny, young guy. I'm thinking that's going to really work. So after they announced it's him, some people, and once again, you know, we talk about this, how, you know, it could be 15 people who are raising hell, but it looks like on Twitter it's a big deal. But I guess a ton of people went back and saw a bunch of old tweets that Kevin Hart had done that were deemed, you know, homophobic. Like, he made jokes that were homophobic jokes, okay?
From 2009 and 2010.
From 2009 and 2000. I mean, this is...
They're definitely homophobic jokes. There's
Eight years ago, I didn't see the jokes.
Yeah, there's no way around it. The jokes themselves are absolutely homophobic, but...
Okay,
but,
whatever.
But no, yeah, you can't say whatever, because it is what it is, but that's not the point of this entire thing. I just keep going.
No, you're right, and I'm pretty much every comic has said something
exactly
that someone's going to be offended by.
That's their job.
That's what they do. That's what comics do, is a comic, for Christ's sakes. But anyway, so the people from the Academy get hold of Kevin Hart, and they say, listen, you need to go and you need to apologize for these things you said back 10 years ago. And now this is the way I've heard it, Angel. If it's different, let me know. Kevin Hart's like, I'm not apologizing. And then he thinks about it, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to step down, and I'm not going to distract from your, this is the way it was reported this morning. I'm not going to distract from your show. And then he puts out a tweet where he basically, even though he stepped down, he basically apologizes. He said, I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on the night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from the past. So he told the Academy, I am not apologizing. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to step down, and I'm going to apologize on my own terms, not just to get
my job,
or to get what I want, which I think is badass, but it sucks to be in that situation. Because, and look, all of us need to think about this. All of us need to think about things we've said on Facebook, you know, 6 years ago or 3 years ago, or now that you're saying, you know, you might be saying stuff now and think, oh, this will never catch up to me. This is a guy that was, you know, picked to host the Academy Awards, and now he's not because of this situation.
It's a shame.
It sucks.
It does suck, because now we do live in a world where, like the things that you said in the past, could come back up. Unfortunately, this didn't need to go down this way. I've read the tweets.
How bad were they?
They say the F word for gay people just straight up. And yeah. And it was, as I think the earliest one was maybe 2009, up until 2011.
Yeah.
And I think that's we're in the well, everybody knows not to say the F word for gay people in past 2009. Would we all agree?
When? 2009? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. But here's the thing, all right?
Hold on a second. Let me finish this. So I think that when you got a situation like this that is on a grand international scale, right, where everybody is watching,
yeah,
you're missing out on a giant teaching moment. And you know who just did this was Pete Davidson and the congressman, the guy who won with the patch.
Yes. Mm.
You know, he made a really insensitive joke,
yeah,
that offended a lot of people. The guy didn't go balls to the wall. He could have gone right wing, smashed them, and destroyed Pete Davidson. No, he said it's a stupid joke. They got together on national TV, and guess what? Everybody saw it and learned from that moment.
Yeah, that was a great moment.
This could have been the same thing. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder just did it. They fought. They showed the world they can still be friends afterwards. And this was one of those moments they could have done, because I'm really going to miss out on Kevin Hart being there.
When is an apology good enough? Because he got called to the pavement in 2009 and 2010 and 2011.
And he apologized right there.
And he apologized. He made public statements about it. He addressed this. Wow. He put this to sleep. There was protest against him. Understand that this is a concerted effort. There are people that are not going to like you. They're not. And
yes.
They did not like him then. And when he got this, job, when he got this position, that group of people activated and they're like, hey, you guys remember these?
Hey, remember?
And that's what got him fired.
Remember in the office, I asked you, I said, can you believe, and I asked, I think you and Ryan, or maybe it was, we were sitting over the office, and I said, okay, they just announced Kevin Hart's going to do the Oscars. What percentage of people are against it and what people are happy about?
Yeah, you were shocked at that number.
I'm like, I can't believe, like 48.
I didn't know the number. I didn't hear this.
There were 48% of the people that were against him. I'm like, who the hell's against Kevin Hart, for God's sakes? Well, turns out that the LGBT community didn't like him because he made some jokes some time ago. Ryan, you're a comic. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. I want to get your opinion. You can email us, or I'm sure you can text us at 77031. That's 77031. Should Kevin Hart have stepped down? What do you think about him telling the Academy, I'm not apologizing because you tell me to? Him stepping down and then apologizing on his own. I think that's a badass move, but does it make the point that he's wanting to make? What do you think about it? And boy, I tell you, when I see old rednecks joking around about, not joking around, but they're serious, like, it's the wussification of America. Like, that's the first thing I thought when I saw this. I'm like, even though they're saying it and it's kind of goofy, it really is kind of a wussification. It sucks that a guy has to step down because of something he said 10 years ago. That's bullcrap. Anyway, we'll find out what you think, and you can get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Straight up!
Terrible fan theory. So you're saying Rick from The Walking Dead is Jon Snow in a parallel universe?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. You keep your headphones on. Real Radio 104.1. From the...
You're used to being in the Triple R 77. Well, guess what? That's happening a little bit later.
We don't even know.
It's a surprise.
We're crazy here.
And you know what? You don't even know. It might be time for the King of Denmark, Brian Holmes. No.
His face. Andrew, you didn't see his face. But go back on YouTube. Go to Real Radio YouTube. If your camera was on you, the look. Utter fear. You essentially clutched your pearls because he grabbed his headphones.
I don't know what to do yet. Yes, no.
Hey, that's good.
Okay, we'll do it now. But I'm not telling you. I'm going to throw it on you.
That was funny.
And the King of Denmark will make his daily proclamation at some point in the morning.
This is like somebody owes you a punch, and they're like, yeah, I'm not telling you when it's coming, but it's coming.
We'll do trivia at some time this morning. We'll do, we're going to do 1-2 sometime, but you're not going
to
win. It's a friggin' surprise. To the top.
Whenever you're ready, dog, I'm ready to go. If you want to go right now, dog, this is what beasts do, right, Russ?
There you go. We'll go whenever I announce it. And, it's so funny. worried because the other people from other shows are like, well, now do you write a list out and tell all the guys when you're going to bring up all these different topics and stuff? I said, no, I surprise them and write live on the air because I want their initial reaction of everything. I'm not going to tell them when we're going to talk about stuff. That would make no sense at all. Anyway.
Show prep. Whatever,
show prep,
man.
Is for pussies. This is real radio, for God's sakes. It's supposed to be willy-nilly. You don't know what happens. That's why I don't believe in that stupid appointment setting thing. We'll tell everybody what time you're going to do something. No, it's dumb. It's a stupid idea. Anyway, I'm on a
rant. I don't know what's happening anymore, man.
I know.
I'm on a rant.
I love it. Pulling
back the curtain on everything that we do. There's no mysteriousness. I hate what we do with the website. I hate appointment setting. The people don't care. They just want us to help fart jokes, dude.
Yeah, but I think they do care.
They're
invested, and they want to know.
They don't know. 90% of the people don't even know what you just said. The only person that feels good about what you just said is you. And then there's one other guy who's listening who's going to shoot me an email going, oh, that's great. And then I get caught in the crosshair for this.
Well, we should protect you, Angel. Anyway, Kevin Hart. So we started with this, and we asked people to say what they thought about the Kevin Hart situation. And it's funny. We're going to play that audio in a second for sure. It's funny when you look at the texting servers and people are like, Kevin Hart's not funny. Like, I got a bunch of Kevin Hart. And I'm like, wow.
That's not even what that was up to debate, right?
Yeah. I mean, I.
Well.
But I think.
No, it's not, though. This is not whether he's funny or not funny is not what the argument is. The argument is that he tweeted something on social media.
A long time ago.
Between 2009 and 2011.
Wasn't that long ago? We can't sit here and say
no,
that.
No. But what I'm saying is, he got called to the pavement he made public statements and addressed those and apologize for those in a public forum.
This is how I judge it. Ready? I think everything changed in 2007. That's the marker milestone when iPhone, when social media, maybe 2008 and 9 is when really social media
got to
that point. He said that's in 2011.
2011
was the most recent.
It's
the earliest ones were 2009.
Okay.
So
that
2 year period.
Yeah, and so in 9 years or so.
And the F word for gay people was, you shouldn't have been using it then.
The one with the ET on the end or just the
both?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're both. I mean, there's a lot of text. I love Kevin Hart. I'm a massive Kevin Hart fan. This is the problem. Or I shouldn't say this is the problem. This is the opportunity. Somebody hears this and goes, oh, and they go read the tweets. And then what happens is Kevin, while I like what he did, he apologized or he quits. And then he's like, oh, now I'm going to apologize because on my terms. I get that.
Yeah. The Academy told him, hey, listen, you need to apologize for these jokes you made back in 2009. And he said, no, you know what? I'm going to step down because I don't want to be a distraction. And as I step down and I'm telling you, find someone else to host the Academy Awards, I'm going to apologize on my own, not because you told me to.
I like that.
I think that's pretty badass.
You got the timeline of it, though, it's kind of reflects that as well.
Yeah, okay, let's hear what he has to say.
So this was, because if you look at the tweet, the tweets that he put out are 7 hours ago. This audio that you're going to hear now, that was 8 hours ago.
Wow.
And right now he's in Australia. And he did a show in Australia in front of 70,000 people. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is...
Yeah, he's a hack, you goofballs on the texting service. I'm like, he's not funny. Kevin Hart sucks.
And again, that's fine. You cannot like his sense of... You're entitled to that. But that's not what this is... Whether he's funny or not funny is what this is... The argument is, or what the discussion is. And this is what he had put out on Instagram...
What'd he say?
8 hours ago.
So I just got a call from the Academy. And that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old. Or... we're going to have to move on to find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy put into finding the response to the questions that have been asked years after years after years. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay in my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Damn.
Hell, that's a grown-ass man
Personally, I hear that. I think he handled it so well.
As best as you can do.
Yeah. We're not going to feed the internet trolls. And so basically, now, like I say, there is a tweet where he does say, I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from the past. So he steps down, and he apologizes anyway, but on his own terms.
Right.
And that tweet comes out an hour later after the audio that you heard.
He's a methodical guy, man, an extreme, as methodical and brilliant as you can get. I mean, he's as high as it gets.
And what happens, check this out. This is what happens, right? So people, they went in there, and they pulled these tweets out. And you got people, and you're going to hear this today.
But they win, then.
No, but they do, because you're going to hear today, and some of the reaction today, people don't realize that these are comments or jokes or topics or tweets that came from 2009, 2010, 2000.
They're
thinking that this is something super recent, like as in the last couple months. Hey. You already got people that are for Variety Magazine, for other social commentators that are commenting on these things. Like he tweeted this stuff out 10 hours ago.
Hey Ryan, you're a stand-up comic. So what's your thought process on Kevin Hart stepping down and then apologizing after he steps down?
I mean, this is the nightmare scenario for any comic, because like we're there to make jokes, you're there to push the line, you're there to push the envelope, and everything now is going to be dug up and brought back and thrown in your face in 10 years. He has gone on campaigns apologizing for these tweets before. He left them up. That's for him to decide. But there are websites that log your tweets, so you can't even get rid of them anyways. Yeah. I think the thing is like, if you want to have the conversation, if you're genuinely want to be in the whatever community is being upset by it, you have to let the people evolve. You can't keep going back and pulling stuff from the guy's past. If you want to be like, hey, let's all get woke, let's all be more inclusive together, come together, this monetized outrage culture then has to go away. No one's perfect. I can't defend things I said when I was 20 years old.
And if we had to defend things that we've said on this show for the past 20 some odd years, and there's a lot of horrible stuff, none of it meant really, an actual hate or anything like that. But a lot of jokes have been said on the show that were horrible if you dredge them up. And but I like the way he handled it. At first, I thought, well, if he steps down like this, then the internet trolls win. But they kind of don't.
Think about what he said, though. Think about it, and it's a real key component here. We've had other athletes, you know, that have gone through this. The athletes are having their superstar moment, and then they go back, and the writers and journalists and all these people go back and pull these tweets that they said when they were in high school or in college. And, you know, we do all dumb stuff when we're younger, or we just don't have a sense of the world. So the same energy. You know, and this somebody was waiting for this to happen. Somebody was waiting for this, because this is like got you journalism kind of thing, you know, or not just a got you moment. Let's put it this way. He gets this accolade, and someone, there's energy,
I'm going to bring him down.
There's an effort to, no, he shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I hate him. And he said the F word back in 2009,
and
so
these
I hate
things,
him.
And they don't take the time to show the whole thing, and they leave it up to us that we have to go back and look. And said he did make addresses. He did apologize. He did, you know, was like, hey, admitted to showing, using poor judgment back in that time. So how long, you know, when do we forgive?
Yeah,
so,
like what kind of apology tour does he have to do? Does he have to go to every single magazine to shake every person's hand? Like the guy knows he messed up. He's talked about it several times.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't like commit some horrible atrocity. He said something back in 2009 that was not great to say, but like he didn't have the wherewithal to realize where the world was going. He does now. Stop doing this to people.
Yeah, now the hard part's going to be, if you're the Academy, you're the one that tried to force him to apologize, and then he said, no, screw you, I'll just step down. Now you've got to replace Kevin Hart with somebody who's going to be better, or who's going to, be super clean, has never said anything that was offensive, because now whoever you pick, the other trolls are going to try and find something they've done or they've said that they're not worthy. I mean, you know, we talked about this some time ago, you know, with this new culture, you know, almost everything you've said in the past can come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, and then the Academy Awards just going to, they're going to do their show, and they're going to put on some kind of PowerPoint presentation of like, look how good we are and inclusive and everything. And it's just going to be like, no, you're Is this the world we want to live in? Is this really the world we want to live in where people can't apologize? I thought we were a forgiving people, forgiving nation, whatever religion you are. Aren't you supposed to be able to, like, ask for forgiveness?
I know the perfect host, Roseanne. Right? Let me just flip it. Yeah. And they're like, okay, we just did a hard stop, but let's like do a judo move, bring Roseanne on, and people are like, whoa, Academy, what's going on? They're like, she's already done the hardcore apology.
No, you want to get ratings? Bring Bill Cosby out of jail.
Hell yeah.
And be like, Bill Cosby's hosting the show.
I think they should just go full blown the other way. Like, but I mean, damn, that sucks. I wanted to see Kevin Hart on there. I think he would have done something really fun and interesting.
I agree. They're not going to find anyone. I don't think there's, and I'm trying to think
of what they just did. Think of what they just created.
They
now,
shot
right?
themselves in the foot.
Yeah, because now every person that they pick up for this job, now you've left it to the fans, the public, to personally vet their next host.
Yeah.
Because whoever the person is that you name,
they will go back in the history.
They're
going to
go and they're going to scrub. They're going
to
go through this person's back history, their social media footprint, and find everything. And like you were
they
saying,
made a huge
there are companies, there are entities that screenshot everything, waiting for this moment.
I got to tell you, he handled this pretty damn good. I think so. All right, I want to open up the phones. We'll take your phone calls. Tell me what you think. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. You also can text us at 77031. That's 77031. Yes, this one texter with 3-3 is your last two. I understand. You don't think Kevin Hart's funny. Fine, dude. There's one guy. He's not funny. That's not a bitch ain't funny. If you don't think Kevin Hart's funny, that's fine. A lot of the world does. And there were 70,000 people in Australia that went to see him last night that do. Yeah. So, you could be wrong,
Nobody looks at Warren Buffett and go, he don't know stocks.
He's not that rich.
The proof is in the pudding. Kevin Hart is funny, and you can tell that by his record and resume. But it's weird. When it comes to talent and not like hard financial, nobody doubts those people for whatever reason.
Question, okay? This is texting service. Thank you, texting service, 77031. To host the Academy Awards instead of Kevin Hart, that probably has a clean past, I think. I don't know. Justin Timberlake. Tell me what you think when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. And some people just don't get the point of certain things. Welcome back to The Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. And you can't go off the everything the texting service says, but we're opening up the phone so you can call us, 407-916-1041, or toll-free, it's 1-888-978-1041. So going off the texting service, these are little messages that people text into us at 77031. It's brought to you by Sutherland Nissan, OrlandoNissan.com. So, a lot of people are agreeing with some of the stuff we're saying. Then you got a couple people that about the Kevin Hart situation. Who cares? This is stupid. Talk about something else. This doesn't apply to me. Okay, knucklehead, just so you know, it does apply to you. It applies to everybody, whoever says anything on social media. Now, if you're a knuckle nose and you don't ever go on social media, I think you're telling me that you're a liar because you're texting into me right now.
I don't MySpace.
So things you text, things you put on social media, things you put out in the world like that, the point here is that stuff can come back to bite you in the ass. And when should it not bite you in the ass? If you've apologized, and if you apologized 10 years ago, why should it affect you now? Every single person listening right now, and for the you crybabies on the texting service that are going, this is stupid, let's talk about something else. It doesn't apply to me. You're a friggin' moron. It applies to everybody. I'm in a mood today, man.
Jesus Christ,
some people drive me crazy.
I love it.
And at first I was like, okay, is this right? Kevin Hart was told he was going to do the Academy Awards, okay? And then someone from the Academy Awards gives him a call, it sounds like, and says, hey, listen, you made some jokes back in 2009. You need to go in and apologize for that. And Kevin Hart goes, let me think about this. Hold on. I'm going to step down. on my own accord, because I don't want to be a distraction for you with you wonderful people. Because you know, really, the Academy Awards could have said, "Hey, we're aware of what Mr. Hart said back in 2009, and we support him, and he's apologized, and we think he's the best person to host our Academy Awards this year, and we support him wholeheartedly." That's what they could have done. Instead, they're like, "Hey, listen, little entertainer, we need you. If you want this job to be the great host of our great Academy Awards, we need you to do another apology."
He said, because Hollywood is the most upstanding section of our society in general. Never have any problems.
He said no. He stepped down. Good. And then in his tweet, he went ahead and apologized on his own accord after that. So now you got to find someone else to host it. Here's something I never thought of. And I asked Angel during the break. Carlos ran out to go get some coffee, and Ryan wasn't in here. But you guys didn't hear this part of it. Didn't think about this. This did not even come up in my head, which I'm proud of. And that is someone on the texting service. I'm proud that I didn't even think about this. And I don't think it's the case. As someone said, they're only doing this because he's black. If it was a white guy, they wouldn't be dragging things up from the past. I think that's ridiculous. I did not for one second think, Kevin Hart's black. Him being black or white or Puerto Rican or anything didn't even enter my mind. Like, I don't think that's part of the discussion.
I don't think you can, in this particular instance, I don't think... whether it's an element or not an element, we're not ever going to know for sure. But
it's nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but what we can do is look at what's happening in the media or in the entertainment in the last 6-7 months, even the last year, and we've seen this happen other before. The director of Marvel, the Marvel movies, he lost his job. He got pulled from his job, and he's a white guy, for tweets that he made 10 years ago himself. We've seen baseball players, we've seen athletes get run down for tweets and stuff that they made when they were teenagers. It's just the culture that we live in right now. If you're not 100% prudent with your social media footprint and cognizant of it, even if you...
I think people are getting dumber. That's what I think.
Well, no, what's happened is here is that even if you come out and apologize for something that you said... The energy, like Kevin Hart said, the energy that it took to go find all these things, that people are not, trolls, groups, activist groups, whatever, are not taking the time to pull those apologies either.
Hey, this text makes a lot of sense. O.J. Simpson apologizes for killing his ex-wife. Does that mean we have to support him? That's the stupidest thing anyone's ever texted in here, I believe.
No, there was a one about two pages ago that was on par with that being...
So they're just saying stupid things to get me mad, right? Nobody even really thinks
like
that's an
you
argument.
You understand that the more that you talk... single out the tweets that
the trolls
that you're going to get more troll tweets.
They're
sitting in their car stuck on I-4 because of traffic, and it's making them laugh.
Yeah,
that you're single. It's like Russ read my tweet.
David, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What do you think about Kevin Hart stepping down from the Academy Awards?
I think it's asinine.
I do too.
I think it's ridiculous because you know what, and it's very disappointing to me that we are. In 2018 are still living in the past, trying to make people apologize for their past. Comedians tell jokes, dogs bite, cats meow. My God, let it go. We have to let it go. And Kevin Hart, if I would have been him, I would have stepped down and I wouldn't have said another word because he's already addressed it.
I think the way he did it was pretty damn smooth, though. I'll be honest with you, David. Him stepping down and then apologizing on his own accord, not to get the job that you would think he wanted, because I'm sure they would have paid him pretty well to do that. But he did it just because he wanted to.
Yeah, I understand that. He stood up. He told like a grown man. He was a grown man and saying what he said. But my thing is this here. We've always got to look out, and we're all worried about what other people say about us. I think the day that we could stop doing that, because nobody's perfect, they're not going to find anybody perfect to do that damn show. And the bottom line is, we got to stop worrying about what other people say about us. You know what type of person you are. Live your life. And the past is the past. Let it go. Some people got to learn. You got to let it go.
Hey, you know what? And you're right about that, David. And that goes to all of us, for the people that get upset about things that are being said on them on social media, like the Pete Davidson thing this week. He knows what kind of person he is. You shouldn't let that stuff get to you. The stuff you see on the texting servers, the stuff you see on social media, the stuff you see on Twitter or whatever, try not to let that get to you, because you got to know who you are.
It's easy to say. It really is easy to say and think, but when you're under an assault at levels that we have no idea, like the Pete Davidson, when he opens up his phone, which they said, well, get off your phone. Well, like, my phone, we all use at this point our phone for pretty much everything, so we can't get away from it. So we have to just admit that we're all vulnerable to this. We're all okay to feel this way, but then you do have to begin to kind of shut it off. But
what if the only guy they can get to host the Academy Awards is Pete Davidson?
I'm invincible now because I've gone down the worst road.
Yeah. Okay, before the break, I asked you about Justin Timberlake. Somebody texted in. They thought Justin Timberlake would be a good replacement for the Academy Awards.
He sexually assaulted a woman in the Super Bowl.
Nice, Ryan Holmes.
That is an actual Twitter beef, I bet. Mm. I bet you she didn't know, and then there's a fake blog about how Janet told him not to.
No, and,
then
and just for the record, Ryan's a white guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's making that comment about another white guy.
Yeah,
white on white crime. That's okay. My favorite kind.
How about someone said, what about Ellen? Ellen to host the... Now, she's done it before.
But then it's the same thing. Is it like I have a feeling that they're gonna it's gonna come back and Kevin Hart's gonna do it again.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just kind of sat here and I go, well, the Academy's in a tough spot, just like we're talking about. The easiest thing would be to go back to Kevin.
You think like right now?
If I was the Academy, I'd go, hey guys, I think we were a little too quick with this. I've read, now I understand a little bit more. Let's go back to Kevin. Let's talk to Kevin. Maybe we do a joint press conference. We say, you know what? We actually did go back. Here's the LGBTQ commission leader. Blah, 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 blah.
And he apologized and he apologized again.
Kevin wins because it's not like he was had his hand forced.
Yeah.
The Academy wins because they look like, you know,
they've learned,
and then the LGBTQ community can get a message out.
That would be the best scenario, I think. I think that would be the best. And then when he walks out on stage, everybody's going to give him applause and be like, hey, man, you know, whether they think he's funny or not funny, you stood your ground.
Right.
You did apologize. We all can realize that, hey, we've all made mistakes. We have all said something in the past that we might not be proud of.
People grow, man. That's the thing. That there are kids that, like, start off, they have terrible, like, racist parents, and then they go through their life being sort of racist, and then they learn through time that was horrible, and they go back, and they feel bad about things that they've done. People can change. He didn't go and commit a crime. He didn't go and beat somebody up, take somebody's life or liberty. He said something stupid that at the time wasn't considered that bad, still wrong, but he's apologized. He realized he did it. He stopped doing it. You'll never see another tweet after 2011. He doesn't do those jokes in his stand-up. People need to change, and people need to be celebrated when they change.
Yeah. You can text the show 77031. That's 77031. Sometimes we read your text. Also, you can call 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Kevin Hart. So, do most people think that what he did was the right thing? I will tell you, that's a move I never would have thought of. Like, I'm going to step down. I'm going to step down and tell the world they wanted me to apologize. I wasn't going to do that. And by the way, now that I've stepped down, I would like to apologize to the LGBTQ community because, I apologized back then. I'm going to do it again now.
But he's not doing it for a job.
But I'm doing it for the job. I'm doing it because you told me to. That's pretty badass.
I'm curious. Given the opportunity and hopefully given the opportunity to talk to people in that community, because what's happening is that this whole thing is going down way different in that community.
Which
the lesbian, gay, the LGBT, they are viewing this and
as
they're
a win?
No. They're just saying that it's going down differently. Like, I'm looking at some of the tweets. This particular gentleman, Louis Vitrol, and I think he's a writer. This was his quote about it. Right, this is fun. Queer people said, what's with all the gay slurs and gay bashing jokes? And his reply in regards to Kevin Hart is, don't steal my happiness. Like, they're viewing this whole thing through a different lenses, through a different, situation. And maybe it's because we're not from that community that we don't see what the impact of this.
So if you're in that community, do you think what Kevin Hart did you're probably happy with the fact.
I'm sorry, Russ, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I think it's logical because if you have if you're really going to have a generalization opinion, like one, you know, kind of opinion as a group, then when somebody apologizes for it years ago, then as a logical, thoughtful group, you go, thank you. And guess what, guys? We've already settled this. We've already moved on. That would be – so it can't be that inflamed in that community. If it's already been settled, it just seems to be these trolls that penetrate, and then we give light to it.
Hey, question here, though, Carlos. I know I have done this before, not with something this serious, but I've read stuff – And I'm like, oh my God, this guy just said this. And then it turns out, oh no, he said that 6 years ago, Russ. And I'm like, oh, I thought this was just said. And what I'm talking about is not as serious. It's like something with Kiss and like, figured, Ace Frehley said what? You know, it turns out it was 6 years ago, but that's my reference. But anyway.
That was during the Destroyer tour.
I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you guys, but you're not a lot of times aware of when it was said. So somebody could, if you're gay, you could see the tweet from Kevin Hart, think he just said it yesterday, but in reality, he said it 10 years ago and has already apologized
for
it.
But is there any accountability on the people that are just too stupid to click through, like, two, three, four? I've done it myself. I've seen stuff, but I'll go, before I rush to Twitter to state my obvious crazy opinion, I'll go, oh, that was 10 years ago. Oh, he's already apologized. Oh, he really apologized. Oh, he's done a lot for the, he donated, like whatever it may be.
But I know that's not what's going to get you followers and shares on Twitter. Right, I mean, like that's really what it is. There's professional Twitter, not even trolls, like people that get professionally outraged, and that's how they get their money.
Yeah,
and professional outragers.
Here's the answer right here. Get a robot host.
Hell yeah.
A robot, you can program it with the jokes. You don't have to worry about their past because we built them.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, but then, bro, the robots were built by people, and people go to war, and all the atrocities that led to this Apple host of a robot? No, man, I'm not into it. Pfft, hashtag get out of here, bro.
Why do I see that in the future? Like, a robot comes out, that. This robot was created by an Asian, a black man, a gay person, a straight person, and they have, like, it's a group of people going, like, we are one, and that's the only way you can get past it. That, I mean, as bizarre and weird as
but
that
it was
may
built
sound.
With an old part from a machine gun.
Yeah.
You told us a story, Lois, to the top of, a few weeks ago about the weatherman.
Oh, right.
There's a computer AI weatherman already.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, that might be it.
Does a host for the Academy Awards have to be a comic? Like, could it be Oprah? You know, she's not funny.
It's boring.
But
that's the problem. The Academy Awards are boring. That's their original
problem.
That's
true,
They're too long. They're boring. Anytime they have a fun host, they have to immediately squash it the next time.
That's why you go back to Bill Cosby. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's an antiquated.
I mean, yeah, he probably didn't use that word, right?
Yeah. He never said
it's an antiquated kind of program, right? Of like this long form of celebration of people that most people have no clue and they just want to see them Avengers, you know?
Yeah.
And I think back in the day in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, even up until the 80s, that's the only time you got to see a movie star outside of the movie looking amazing. Now we see them every day flexing on the gram. Yeah. So it's an oversaturation. So then when you get these gigantic events, it can be picked apart.
See, I'm oversaturated with Ellen. Like, I'm like, you know, people say Ellen.
I feel like Ellen, if the social media existed, because she's an 80s comic. You know, she was a straight up New York comic.
Yeah,
I bet she said some terrible stuff.
Yeah,
it's just not out there, and it's the world we live in. And I'll tell you what, you're like 2007, 2008. That was like right when we started to figure out that social media could ruin your life.
No. iPhone came out in 2007. So about 2009 is when it was truly mainstream Facebook, not even Twitter or Instagram. So we think it's been around for so much longer, but we're still just seeing the after effects of its explosion.
By the taxi service checking in and saying that you know, Steve Martin and Martin Short would be great together. Listen, guys, I think they're funny too, but so they're not going to get the rate. They're so old, and it's just not hip and cool and what's happening and all that kind of stuff. And though they had their day, today ain't their day.
Billy Crystal.
God almighty, no.
I mean, what?
You know.
Marty Shuckman. Tony Danza.
Let's get, okay.
Well, does The Jerk hold up today?
The Jerk does. I saw it recently. It's pretty damn funny.
Like, as
so.
Far as racist-wise, yeah. Or what starts off, I was
oh,
bored.
My God. Yeah. No, they use the N-word. Yeah.
I know.
Out in it.
I'm saying, like, you really can't pull anybody.
You know, you're right. In The Jerk, there's a scene where he says, I am a N, and he does the fighting. It's funny, though, but he...
No, man,
and
you're right.
Nobody's safe.
No, Ryan, you're right. If he hosted, there would be a tweet... And quotations, Steve Martin
says
the
N-word.
And it's a quote from yesterday.
God almighty. All right, yeah, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
You don't even have to buy us dinner.
In here, it's always 1977, when sex was the way it was meant to be. Empty and meaningless.
Call now, toll free, 888-978-1041. Real Radio.
104.1. From the...
Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings of River Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Who's ready for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes? I'm not ready for him. No, not now. None of us are. None of us are ready for him. No. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Ryan Holmes and Jeff Howell all here today. Hold on. What's this guy calling it? Hey, Brian, you're on with the Monsters. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I was just trying to play some trivia.
Oh, we're blowing your mind today, man.
Brian, today's mystery day. You never know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. I mean, it could. Do you want to do it right now?
I'm all good for it. I mean, I'm down like those flat tires on a pinch hoe, whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah, we're not going to do it now. We'll do it in a little bit.
I swear.
I thought that comment would kind of hit me. I thought it was pretty witty.
See, I like keeping people guessing. I like them guessing.
What if he was like, yeah, okay, we can't do true? Well, I got some real opinions about Kevin Hart. Now, hold on here.
He goes well in depth.
Yeah. And they're great. Yeah.
We are doing trivia coming up soon. Do we have great prizes, Angel? Do we know?
Actually, yes, we do. We have. Let's do this real quick.
Just one. Just say one.
Just one?
Yeah, just one to get their taste wet.
We have two tickets to the Auto Nation Cure Bowl with Tulane Green Wave versus Louisiana Raging Cajuns Saturday, December 15th at Camping World Stadium, and it benefits Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
That's just one of many prizes we have to give away when we finally decide to do trivia. But man, coming up next, we might have Ryan Holmes. You never know. You never know.
Okay, we got a red pass.
Boy, that's a teaser.
That's a teaser. People are trying to guess who should host the Oscars, the Academy Awards. So that means to try to find someone who's pure in their entire life, who's never said a racist thing, who's never made a bad joke, who's never done anything that is off color, and it's really hard to find anyone that's done that. That's a difficult thing. And something that I find interesting, and this came out yesterday, I didn't get a chance to get to it. When it comes to People Magazine and the 25 most intriguing people of 2018, man, that's kind of the list is not really very impressive.
Who makes up
actually,
the list again?
Actually the opposite of intriguing.
Yeah.
It is not an intriguing list.
And I say it this way. Okay, I am, and I know a lot of you
very
people
intriguing.
Might not be a fan. I personally am a big fan of Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. I like them a lot. I really, really do. But yeah. I don't think Michelle Obama was the most intriguing person of 2018.
No way.
I know she had a book that was out, but really, for the most part, I only saw her a couple times on Ellen. And other than that...
The reason she makes the list, though, check this out, is that...
She won the list.
Her book, and it just came out a few weeks, is the highest-selling book of 2018.
Yeah, I want to get it.
Okay.
I want to read it.
So, coming out this late in the year, it crushes that list. The other thing that happens is that on this speaking tour, she's selling out arenas the size of the Amway.
Okay, yeah, that does make sense. Yeah.
So her first stop, she did it with Oprah, and they did sell out.
Yeah.
And I could see that with Oprah. You know?
So I think what happens is
man, the most intriguing of all of 2018, I find that difficult to believe. And second is Hoda and Savannah Guthrie.
I thought you were talking about ours.
I think our Savannah's more intriguing with her TED Talk than, imagine that happening. I never would have guessed.
Is this poll made up of, like, middle-aged women?
Well, this is People Magazine.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, this is I love Michelle. I'll read her book, but there's no way in hell she's the most intriguing person because we've already found out so much about her. To be intriguing, there has to be an element of, like,
intrigue.
Yeah, because we don't. For 9 years, we know everything about her. We've seen her in every dress. We know. So the word itself, I mean, what is the definition of intriguing in itself?
Intriguing, I think it is. It's someone that, you got to watch them because they've got so much to say.
They pique your curiosity.
Right. I don't think Michelle Obama wins for 2018. Maybe the first year that her and Barack were running, when Barack was running for president, she might have been intriguing then. Hoda, and Savannah Guthrie, what?
Hoda from the Today Show.
Now remember, she got the job because Matt Lauer got the boot.
Why is she interesting? What is interesting about Hoda?
Nothing.
They drink wine and talk in the morning.
They're as boring. Those people who do those shows, those morning talk shows, are the most cookie cutter boring people on the air. You get them off the air. They're real fun. They're real nice. But how are you going to be intrigued by a show that is built to sell you retail products?
That's it. This is in third place. It was from a stupid Fixer Upper show, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Now, they are fantastic and intriguing.
Now, they're not intriguing. And most intriguing of 2018. 2018 was a bad year. I mean, really.
To me, somebody intriguing is a guy like Jordan Peterson, okay? A guy who has studied the brain. He's done tours. He was at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. Yeah. Who literally sold out the Dr. Phillips just asking him questions. He hasn't been in the forefront of mainstream media. Uh-huh. He's still just kind of getting there. I don't agree with all the things he says, but he's intriguing, and he is kind of in this getting into the mainstream, right? But Michelle and Hoda and Chip and Joanna, I got a Chip and Joanna plate at the house right now, okay? I bought my wife the book. I know everything about Chip and Joanna, and I don't even like them that much.
Am I just extra surly today? Because normally I defend all these stupid lists I read, you know? Normally I'm like, oh yeah, this makes sense. I hate this list.
I think you were being captivated to the moment, because understand the circumstances that Hoda goes into that position, and she gets put in that position with the cards stacked against her.
Because there's two women for the first time on the Today Show.
On the Today Show in that role, in that position, in the controversy that was surrounding that position.
But she's the second most intriguing person in the country in 2018.
Look who we are as a room full of dudes. And we're passing judgment, and this is not intriguing to us.
Okay, in fourth place, Melissa McCarthy in 2018, the most intriguing person. What the? I'm gonna say the F word. Simon, right?
Bro, Mike and Molly was good though.
Yeah, man, we're on the seventh season of the rerun.
Do you know why she's getting that?
Why would Melissa McCarthy be in?
Believe it or not, she's up for an Oscar.
Yeah, but she already was up for an Oscar.
But the role that she's playing now is something very unlike what she's ever done in the past.
It is, but this is so like. Low-hanging fruit of intrigueness. Give me a break. And I love all these people. Jeff, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know who half these people are.
I'm just here to play my game. Yeah.
I'll take my phone in whenever you need me. I will tell you this.
Can I just plug the bar, please?
Most intriguing blue cheese.
Yeah. I do have to add something to the earlier conversation.
What?
I don't think Kevin Hart's funny yet.
Okay. The first one that I think is actually should be intriguing for 2018 that I think is on the nose here, because I never heard of her before and I was interested to see, is Meghan Markle. And she came in seventh.
Sure.
Okay, and the entire world watched her ridiculous wedding.
I'll give that one.
But still, that was intriguing, because wow, who the hell is this woman? She's marrying a prince. Her father is a complete nightmare. That was intriguing.
I'll give that one too.
I would put that above Michelle Obama for 2018, because the whole world was captivated with that stupid thing.
With intrigue. You know, literally intrigue. And everybody, it's hard to argue that one.
Well,
nobody really knew her, and then all of a sudden, boom, she's a freaking princess. It's beautiful, and I want to cry.
Well, of course, you know, the sexiest man alive is intriguing.
Idris Elba? Yeah.
Idris Elba. I don't know. This list is
who's the rest of the list?
You got to consider the source, dude. It's People Magazine.
Is this Tipsy Topsy World? You're defending the stupid list.
No. You're mad at a pop publication that does soft stuff, and you're mad at their list of intriguing people.
If you wanted
a higher level of intriguing people, listen, go to Wired Magazine. Go to the New York Post.
There you go.
But this is People Magazine.
I don't read that smut.
Is this 6ix9ine on this list?
Yeah, this is People Magazine. This is
Julia Roberts intriguing in 2018? That is boulder-dash.
Rush, who's your most intriguing person? If you were to put the list together.
Do you know who's intriguing, I think, this year? Yeah. Because of the movie Burger King. No. Bradley Cooper.
He's on this list.
Yeah, I know. He's down at number 11. Finding out that he could direct, he can sing. Like, I did not know he was that talented.
I thought
he was that stupid rat coon in The Guardians. That's it.
Yeah, I would disagree, because I like Bradley Cooper and I've learned a lot about him, and he's been we've seen him for a long time now.
Yeah. Most intriguing, Carrie Underwood, 2018.
They broke her face.
Oh, God almighty.
Her face, bro.
I gotta tell you, though, I kind of like this, because now you know how we feel about your list normally.
You know what? I list everything. I think about, who's the funniest comedians, who's got the best bar.
You are a grumpy son of a bitch.
Yeah. Don't come at me. I'm in a bad mood today.
No.
Hell yeah. I like that surly Russ.
This is real radio.
This is better than Manilow Russ.
Yeah. That stupid better. Christmas party. Yeah. Always gets me in a bad mood. Yeah. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Your flight home from holidays has been delayed indefinitely.
Please don't leave the gate area. We could board at any minute.
What?
But we'll be right back with more Real Radio 104.1.
From the...
Real. Radio.
Surprise! We got you.
Not me.
We're going to switch things around from now on. Keep you thinking. Keep you moving. That way you don't get stuck hearing the same crap all the time.
I built a career on that. What are you talking
about? I think I kept it in the same spot because it was easy.
Yeah.
You know, well, also, too, there are people that say you're supposed to set appointments and tell people when you do things because they're But after a while, if you know that a particular bit is happening and you've heard that bit too much, then you stop listening.
Sure.
So I want to throw things at you at different times now.
Good call.
You know, I make good calls.
I'm kissing your ass.
Go to Red
you're
Dog.
In a surly mood. I want some plugs.
Go to the Red Dog Pub. Hey, the Triple R segment at 8 now, that's just for today. Next week it might be at 9. Next week it might be at 6. You never know.
Next week after that, we're doing it during the news junkie.
That's
we're coming
right.
in.
We're switching it around. Yeah, yeah. Triple R segment at whenever Russ wants to do it.
Yeah, I like it.
It's brought to you by...
Angry Russ.
I'm always angry after the Christmas party.
Was it last night?
It was last night.
Fun.
MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. That's MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. Mike, the home builder, can help you.
Yes.
Great guy. He's helped me with my house many times. But here's the thing. If you still have a blue tarp on your roof, okay, he can help you repair the entire roof. He can just repair one little spot. My man knows what he's doing. A fourth generation contractor. Pays close attention to detail. The guy is really amazing. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. If you need any work done to your house, stuff that you think, man, I think I can fix that. If you just think you can fix it, you might break four things trying to fix it. That's what I normally would do. And not when you use Mike the Home Builder. He'll make sure it's done right. So it's MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. He can help you even with your insurance claim if you want him to. Let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata.
Yeah.
Now. Got a trivia question. Ooh, look at everybody's on the line. They like the surprise trivia.
Prize Pinata is brought to you by our great friends over there at Cento Family Moving and Storage, a family-owned and operated company. Whatever the monsters need to move, they use Cento Family Moving and Storage. Family-owned and operated. Get your quick, instant moving quote online today at centomoving.com. That's CENTLmoving.com. Felipe and the crew are waiting for your call, your email. Let them know where you're moving to. If you decided to move in December and you've got all these things going on, they'll make that day that much easier. It's CENTLmoving.com.
They most certainly will. They do an incredible. Matter of fact, good friends of mine, Mark and Marianne, they just moved and they used Cento and they said it was made. And they moved on the third floor, the place where they moved. And they said those guys had to take everything up three flights of stairs and they did it no problem.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
As the aforementioned prize, two tickets to the AutoNation Cure Bowl with Tulane Greenway versus the Louisiana Raging Cajuns Saturday, December the 15th at Camping World Stadium, benefiting Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Who is this again?
Who's
playing?
Tulane Green Wave, Tulane.
Okay,
Tulane. And Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
Oh. Which is University of Louisiana, which was USL, who my brother played football for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They're in Lafayette, great school. Great, not for education, but it's a great school.
good place to party.
It's fun. It is fun.
We've got a pair of tickets to Not So Silent Night featuring Hailstorm and In This Moment, and that's going down December the 14th at the Amway Center.
Hailstorm is a big band.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I hear a lot about them. I've heard them on the... They're really good, yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. A pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve at the Amway Center, and that's going down December the 15th. Tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Winter Tour are on sale right now. Go to realradio.fm, keyword tickets, and you can purchase those there. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
You know, those are tickets that people want. That thing is really, really cool. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I've been many times. It's going to be on the 15th. If you haven't never been, it's awesome. If you have been, you know it's a great thing to take the family to. So that's next week. Let's see what who do we pop up first here. You guys jumped on really quick. All right, let's go to Carlos. Carlos, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Russ, I've always wanted to play this game.
Carlos, you there?
Yes, sir. Pretty good, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Excellent name, sir.
I know something about you that I'm going to tell the rest of everybody else, because, you know, I'm in a surly mood today, but I'm going to let you pass. He did something really smart. Carlos watches us on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
He heard me say, all right, we'll do trivia next. And then he called up right away.
Brilliant.
I like it.
That's pretty smart, Carlos.
I appreciate it. I watch y'all every day.
Thanks, Carlitos.
All right.
Now, before you get into this trivia, though, we had a bunch of text messages, and we're concerned about you because you guys weren't in the room when he did this, but about an hour ago, Russ was sitting there, and he was hugging himself like that, very, very much like that.
I love me.
So the concern is do you need another a Molly pill?
No.
We got some guys that are ready to drop some off on the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't have to stop. Maybe
it's not for us.
All right, Carlos, I'm going to let you pick your poison, because I've got two. Russ is loaded for bear today. All right, I got two trivia questions. One is music-related.
That's the name of the new trivia team that's coming out to see Ryan.
Loaded for Bear?
Loaded for Bear.
One is a music question. One is a movie question. Where do you want to go, Carlos?
I'm going to go movies.
Movies. Booyah. I got it right here. Okay. All right. Are you ready, Carlos? If you get it right, just take whatever prize. If you don't get it, then you can get Jeff Howell, Ryan Holmes, Angel, or Carlos to get it right for you.
All right.
All right. 2018, what is considered the worst movie of the year, according to a major entertainment magazine? The worst movie of 2018 was?
Baywatch. With The Rock.
I don't know if that was out this year.
It was last year, but that's a good guess. It could have definitely wound up there.
It was not in the top five. Who do you want to help you? You've got Carlos Navarro. You got Angel Rivera. You got Ryan Holmes or Jeff Howe.
I'm going to have to go to Carlos.
Carlos.
Carlos to a Carlos.
Oh my God, dude. I have so much pressure on me right now.
A major entertainment magazine.
Two Carloses in the same place at the same time. Squared.
What do you think they said was the worst movie of 2018?
He's thinking.
I am thinking because I don't want to let down a Carlos. You let down a Carlos, you let down the world. That's what my mom said.
All right. Your mama, yeah.
And it's my mom's birthday today.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, now I'll talk about
it. You know what? I'm going to give you a first round hint.
What if I did it as Alicia? Right. Please do.
It's a perennial favorite when you talk about worst movies.
A perennial favorite.
That's all I'm going to say.
I don't remember if this movie came out this year, though. And we talked about it a lot, right?
That's the only hint I'm giving you. That was just for your mama.
Thank you, Russ. You're a strapping man. He's a hunk.
Fishing for another clue.
I am going down that road.
I'm still trying to figure out what perennial means. Millennial cat.
I'm sorry, Carlos, but I have to go with The Mummy?
The Mummy's incorrect. I'm so sorry.
No, Carlos. I'm sorry. Keep watching us, please.
Brian, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Brian?
It's pronounced Ryan.
Doing good.
Hey, buddy. I got a trivia question. Here you go. If you get it right, take a prize. If not, one of the monsters will get it for you. What is considered the worst movie of 2018, according to a major entertainment magazine?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with a music question.
Yo, what's up? I am sorry. The last guy took you down the path of movies. So what was the worst movie of the year, according to this magazine?
I'm going to have to go with did Jim Carrey make a movie? If he did, I'm
going to
pick his movie.
Did Jim Carrey make a movie?
I'm against Jim Carrey.
Have him host the Oscars.
You know what, Brian? I like you, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I've never done this before, but I'm going to do it right now. If you can just get one of the movies in the top five, I'll give you a prize. Just take a guess. Any movie you think that made the top five.
Manny Patinkin?
King Kong.
What'd you say?
Jingo Jean Dress.
King Kong, he said.
King Kong.
Yeah. No King Kong this
year. King Kong Skull Island was... Okay,
that was last year.
All right, so that's not right. Who do you want to help? You've got Angel, you've got Ryan Holmes, or Jeff Howell?
I actually think I might know this.
I'm going to go with Jeff Howell because I used to work at Cricketers when he played on Wednesday nights.
And so he owes me.
He owes me a lot of money.
So, Ryan, if that's the case, you know Jeff Howell would not pay to see a movie and has not paid to see a movie.
Hasn't seen the inside of a movie theater since the 60s.
Yeah, I think the last thing he saw was, I don't know, like Annie Hall.
Yeah. Jeff, paid to see it.
Jeff, yeah. What do you think is considered the worst movie of 2018? If you get one of the top in the top five, right. We'll give Brian a prize.
Okay, I'm gonna throw this out there because I don't really know movies of 2018 because I don't go till they're free.
Yes.
I'm gonna say Sharknado a 6 or whatever. Sharknado, whatever number it is.
Yeah, no, see that's a television movie, so it's not.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then I would say.
No, you know you already lost.
A Sharknado 12.
Is it Roots?
he picked a guy that doesn't even know that movie theaters exist.
Anthony, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
I'm wonderful, buddy. What do you think is considered the worst movie of 2018, according to a major entertainment magazine?
My girlfriend made me see this movie. Thought it was horrible, but it has a lot of big names in it. Life Itself.
You know what? That was in second place. I'm going to give you the prize.
Wow! That sounded like a genuine guess, too.
That was second place. I didn't even hear about that movie.
Life Itself?
Life Itself. What was that, Anthony?
All right, so it has so many big names. It has the guy from Star Wars. Has Al Pacino in it.
Wow.
And it is...
Ooh, Annette Bening, Antonio Banderas.
Wow.
Yes. She hyped it up for me so much, and it is just a... she loved it. I hated it.
What was it about? What was the premise?
The plot.
Los, it has your guy Manny Patinkin's in it. he's in it. Annette Bening, Olivia Wilde, Oscar Isaac.
What was it about, Anthony?
Samuel Jackson.
Wow.
It was about 90 minutes of crap for us.
Now, what happened in the movie, Anthony?
All right, so it's pretty much his wife gets pregnant. I don't even want to talk about that.
You know what? I'm just going to give you the prize. I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
I appreciate you trying and saying, I don't even want to talk about it. It was so freaking bad. I love that. That's great. All right, so he got that one. It was one of the top five. In fifth place for the worst movie of the year, this is, by the way, Entertainment Weekly, The Cloverfield Paradox.
Did not see it. Really?
In fourth place, Venom. Venom was not that bad.
That's getting.
I like Venom. Yeah. In third place, Gotti with John Travolta.
That was in theaters?
That probably should have been number one because of the magnitude of it. I think the magnitude of that, like Life Itself, even though it had a lot of big, I guess it could be in the
Life
same
itself.
Kind of stuff, really big stars, but Gotti was highly anticipated, Travolta, and it was just supposed to be.
Man, I didn't even know that was in theaters. I really thought it went straight to streaming.
We all know the disappointment of the one in first place, and we all know that we were really disappointed when we saw 50 Shades Freed.
Russ, how was it?
It was terrible. God, it was a bad one.
That's a movie?
50 Shades Freed. It's 50 Shades, the third one.
They really?
There was a third one?
Yeah, you guys didn't see it?
No.
Oh.
Damn. I know it'd be funny to pretend like I didn't know. I genuinely?
Yes. It's when they got married and they get on the yacht and then they got the old girlfriend goes to follow.
You're going way too much about this. You've seen
all of the movies?
I mean, you know, it's romance, man.
No, it's not.
I watch and I take notes.
Oh, speaking of romance, I got to talk about Ryan Holmes and his girlfriend adventure this weekend. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Me just link the highest high grade of the ganja, and it legal now. Me drive to see Babylon car, and them can't do a damn thing.
Welcome back to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're live on our YouTube channel. Aren't we, Ryan Holmes? Who's ready for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily proclamation?
No!
Neither are we. No, not now. Not now. Not now. I'm going to keep you guessing on that. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan and Jeff Howell here today. Jeff Howell wants to remind you about the Red Dog Pub, I'm sure.
Yes.
Or would you prefer me not to mention it?
Yeah. No. I'd love for you to mention it. Thank you so much. And you're a great host. You know that, man. You're a wonderful host. Yeah, we have live music down there. We have DJ Mike tonight. Uh-huh. Tomorrow night, we have Accidentally on Purpose. Sunday, we have Jeff Howell, Acoustic Sunday from 2 to 5. Uh-huh. And tonight, I am playing at the Whiskey on Sand Lake Road.
Oh, are you really? I like that place.
I love it, too. Mike and them are great people. Fun place.
Hey, so let me talk to a reformed, what would I call you? A reformed... anti-romantic.
Reformed anti-romantic. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Carlos. Yeah. So I'm at the Christmas party last night, and I'm sitting, I'm talking to Ryan Holmes. Looked good. Ryan, you looked good last night. Dressed very nice.
Oh, yeah.
You did exactly like I suggested, and you wore that ridiculous sweater.
Yep, I wore my holiday sweater.
I told him everyone was going to be wearing their holiday sweaters. He was the only one.
I get there, and everybody is dressed to the nines.
Oh, you really believed him?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought you were in on the joke.
No, man, I went there holiday sweater, just sort of pants on. Like I thought it was like a fun holiday party.
I saw random tweets from people that work here that was like, who's the guy in the sweater? Why are they letting homeless people? I love things like this.
I love new recruits. They're so easy to fool. So anyway, he comes in his sweater and everything, and we're sitting down, and guess who's with him but his absolutely gorgeous girlfriend, Christina. You've heard us talking about her all the time. She's not only gorgeous, she's sweet as she can be, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're sitting at the table and we're talking and everything, and she mentioned, tomorrow's my birthday. And I'm like, oh, wow, happy birthday, Christina. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of like, so what is Ryan taking you to do? And Ryan speaks up, right? She's just sitting there. Ryan's going, oh, well, I'm taking her to Clearwater for the weekend. I'm like, wow, dude, that's nice. A great idea.
Yeah, romantic.
And then she looks at me and she said, he's got a stand-up gig in Clearwater. And I'm like, oh, my God. But she gets to go.
Yeah.
That's your romantic, great, happy birthday to her. You're going to go to stand-up comedy in Clearwater.
Listen, man.
So you're dragging her along with you, and you're masking that as that's your birthday.
Yeah, I'm just trying to feed two birds with one scone, okay? I had a show, but it's only one night. Most stand-ups, it'll be a Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday. This is just one night.
You haven't been listening to Carlos at all, have you? You're sitting right across the table from him, and he's dropping these gems, jewels, and he's telling you to go outside the box and put some effort in this.
And do something
and you're
nice
just bringing her to a gig?
Because I'm only guessing, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're probably making, I know what wrestlers make when they go and do wrestling gigs, and see, most of the comics that,
called you a comedy jobber.
You probably are making $15 to $20 for this. So, for $20, you're forcing her to go watch you do stand-up
comedy and make it
about you when you really could be saying, honey, forget my silly career. Let me just take you out and show you how much I love you. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct.
You're making more than $20.
I am making more than $20.
How much more?
Not much.
You can't do it. Don't run
it. Right. Certainly Russ can do whatever he wants,
exactly.
Angel.
Exactly.
Because then you ruined him for every other gig because everyone's like, oh, I know what you got paid down there.
Oh, my God.
No.
So you forfeited an opportunity to let her think it's all about her and like, hey, honey, you know what? And for like $25-$30 at some kind of stinky comedy club that you don't even know where it is. You said, I have no idea where it's at. And she's just looking, you know, like, she's like, well, Russ, it's only going to be like a half hour, and then I'm sure we'll do something really special. And I'm going, oh my God, I want to hug you and stroke your head and go, I'm so sorry.
My poor put upon girlfriend. I contend I took a page from Carlos's book.
Yeah,
which is
his old book wasn't good. Just so you know,
it was not good.
His old book was broke.
He just started rewriting it four months ago.
But all in cursive.
Carlos killed fed two birds with one scone because he got a package to go to Universal and then made that a fun, a sexy weekend.
I did, but I confirmed it because that was always my mistake, was not taking that extra thought and thinking that the thing that was already planned for me, where I literally didn't have to lift up a finger, was I was like, well, look at me. I'm romantic. Spend time with you. Come along, but I have to work for a little bit.
But you know what else he did? He also had rose petals put in there, and he had them break candies.
You think I don't have a plan? I don't think
you have a plan.
Have you called the hotel?
And your girlfriend doesn't think you have a plan either. So you've got a.
That's
pull.
What I do. I make the expectations real low,
yes.
And then I supersede them. You know, like I pass over the bar, and I look amazing. No. If I set the bar really high, like this is what we're gonna do.
Like, you're only gonna make $30,000 for the telethon.
Damn it, Ryan.
So if you set that bar lower and then go past those expectations, you win.
Right. So,
I look like a genius.
So listen, if you drove down there and on the ride down, you looked at her and you said, you know what, honey, I've been thinking about it. I'm not making that much of this silly comedy club. Let's just you and I have time together. You know, because I haven't seen it. But I imagine it probably has peanut shells on the floor. You know?
My God. It's a very nice brewery.
What's the name? You are absolutely S-ing me, right? You're making her do so you can do stand-up comedy in a brewery.
A brewery. She's going to be around the hops and barley?
On her birthday weekend.
My God,
even
Ryan.
Angel looks appalled.
Okay.
What?
I thought he did something really ridiculous because people are texting in somebody's credit card number.
What?
Oh, you said it. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. So listen, Ryan Holmes.
Yeah.
Ryan Holmes. You have an opportunity here to make it up. You caught him. You caught him early to help him out because you're going down this road. You don't want to do it. I went extra special. I called up the hotel. We had champagne. I set up reservations. I never did this before, and this was my plan for weekends of birthday. Like, you want to go walk around, see what's open?
Ryan, what do you
like
think?
That was it.
What do you think would happen if you drove down there and on the way down, you said, you know what, honey? I decided I'm not going to do that little. It's a half hour wasted time. Let's just you and I spend time together.
Oh my God, Russ, this is my career, man.
Career in Clearwater at a brewery?
No, it's not.
On your girlfriend's weekend.
You think that's the? Do you think you're gonna? You think you know Quincy Jones is gonna catch you there? Come on, man.
You never know where like somebody's gonna be and like what the next gig is gonna do. I can't just bail on a gig that I got 3 days ago.
He's a man. He just made a commitment. He's got to honor that commitment.
But then you're out. But no, this is what Ryan Holmes does at the comedy. He shows up beforehand. He checks out the area. You know, with the brewery, he has to try the beer. He has to go look around. He has to set up the camp. So he's not there for the set.
Yeah.
How long are you? And then afterwards, we got to talk shop with the community. Hey, the guys are here, and we got to talk shop.
And while you're a beautiful girlfriend.
Carlos is right. You're only going to be in and out of there, what, 20 minutes? That's it?
Yeah. No, because I'm just featuring. So when you feature, like if you're hosting, you have to stay the whole time because you have to go back up at the end. So you're there the whole hour and a half, 2 hours. You're featuring. I'm popping in. I'm doing 25, 30 minutes, and then I'm out. And then the rest of the, that's like what, 8 o'clock, 8:30? Then we got the rest of the evening, and then I'm not totally going to obsess about how I did on that show.
Of course you won't. Yeah. Yes. Whether if it was a great show, you're going to be like, man, I was great. What night, honey, I was great. And if you bombed, if you didn't do well, then it's going to be like, I'm not a good move.
You know what else you could do? Yeah. You take advantage of it, though. You're right there in their backyard. Go take her to check out the cool Scientology buildings.
Yeah. There we go.
Rush, you just hit the nail on the head. You're in a no-win situation, son.
Why?
And I'm going to say son because I felt like being a Southern man.
Okay.
Because if you win, you crush it. Yeah.
It's all about me.
It's all about me. Ooh. Look at me. I know it's your birthday and all, big deal, the day you were put on this earth.
Before I killed it.
But I just crushed it while dude was drinking an IPA. Like, literally, dude. And if you
stink it up and it's cricket, and then it's like, I'm in a bad mood.
I'm grumpy. I'm going to tell my girl.
Don't talk to me. I'm grumpy right now.
Exactly, because, Jeff, we found out that Ryan likes to alert his girlfriend when he is grumpy.
Well, oh, really?
So if she walks over and says, hey, Ryan, I want to just hang out. He goes, no.
I'm grumpy. Grumpy cat.
And I'll tell you when I'm not grumpy anymore. I want some warm milk on my belly and rub my head.
No, man.
Ryan Holmes, tell me that you do have a plan. Path, you don't. I didn't think you did.
No, I do. I do. Yeah. I absolutely have a plan.
Yeah, right, yeah. You need to start a plan now. Yeah.
Look, okay, here's...
In all seriousness,
no,
dude.
Damn. It's 25 minutes out of an entire weekend. We're leaving after the show today.
And there's no other comic that can open up at the brewery in the whole state of Florida. Yeah.
The worst part is I got this gig like 4 days ago.
Oh, God almighty. Oh. And he said, surprise, we're going to Clearwater, honey. That's your birthday present.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, what she said, okay, this is really what happened. What she said was like, I said, what would you like for your birthday? Like, what can I do to make it special? She's like, you know what I want? I just want to spend some time with you, and let's go somewhere special.
Brother.
And then I, like, about an hour earlier, somebody hit me up about doing this show in Clearwater, and I was like, Genius. We can go to Clearwater.
A free gift given by somebody else.
You don't see how that is. That makes it. It's important to you because you want to do the gig. It's not important to you to do something special for her.
I thought about her. That's why I took the gig.
I think like a chick. I know how chicks think.
Do you know how feminine this man is over here?
Look at his
moves.
Look at my nipples.
I can see your nipples. I can 100% see your nipples. Radio YouTube. Those are women nipples.
I'm telling you, Ryan, if you're going to make her go down and suffer through, because she's seen your ass. She's seen.
She's seen it, right?
So she got to go down there and go to some brewery and watch you, you know, do it.
And half the set is talking about his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. But...
Oh, so much for,
I'll make it about you, honey.
Not for nothing, but so much for taking it easy on the guy, Russ. What the hell, dude?
You know, half the set is talking about his ox crazy, and now I got a nice, boring girlfriend. It's literally verbatim your set.
No, look, I got a plan. We're going to stop at the Hard Rock Casino.
Oh, we're going to get you a Elvis burger.
She likes to gamble up a little bit. We're going to go to the Dolly Museum.
You're going to give her a whole $20 to gamble? Oh, here you go, kiddo, go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be in the poker room, and you can't sit at the same table with someone you know, so it's a whole thing. But
oh, that's great. So another opportunity not to be together during her birthday.
My God, my hero.
I spend all of my time with her already.
You know, when you say it like that in that tone, that doesn't sound good.
Look, this is going to be...
You'll miss her when she's gone. Yeah, you will miss her when she's gone.
Yeah, you will.
Well. Well, yeah, I want to say, Christina, happy birthday to you.
Oh, jeez. You're gonna undercut my happy birthday that I was going to do on the air? No. Rewind. Hit the dump button. Happy birthday, Christina.
Yeah. Look, you're not the real king of Denmark. You can't yell, hit the dump button. It really happens.
Just so you know, that the only way that happens is that gentleman right there, or you drop F-bombs. There's no scenario.
That's what I should have did. I should have immediately yelled the F-word.
There's no scenario where you point at me and tell me to hit the dump button that it works.
It's like, that's like requesting R. Kelly to him or something. Yeah. You know? You ain't gonna do it.
You guys don't know my relationship. It's a strong relationship, and we
sure. Yeah, I saw that. I saw the strength in her eyes last night when she was like, "Yeah, we're going so we can do a comedy bit in Clearwater."
You're in a bad mood because you didn't get an award. You don't have to ruin my relationship.
I can't wait to see my boyfriend chuck it up at Barley's.
Please tell me what's the name of the place.
Barley's is such a great place.
What is the name of the place?
What's it called?
It's a very nice brewery.
Don't do it.
It's a comedy club called
I and PA.
No, it's not a comedy club.
It's called Debine Brewery. Debine Brewery.
So she's spending her birthday at Debine Brewery.
Yeah, do they do a special birthday song? Does Billy Debine come out and do like happy birthday to you?
I reserved a stool for him.
I did call and ask about that, and I can like.
Well, who knows what's coming up next? Ryan Holmes might have his time to retort when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Welcome back to the Monsters Morning Crew Radio 104.1. Big thank you to everyone that's watching on our YouTube channel at Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. You can check it out by going to monsters.fm and click through and check all that out. Who's ready for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily point on Megan?
Yay!
Well, too bad, because now Carlos is going to take it to the top.
Oh, hell yeah! I wasn't ready, but let's go!
Wasn't ready. You know what? That's 2018.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna keep you guessing.
I love it, Russ.
We only got a couple more weeks of that. How about 2019?
Oh, okay. Good point. 2019. I'm gonna keep you guessing. I'm gonna stay surly and pissed off.
I love it. Hell yeah.
I miss Dirty Jim so much.
Don't start.
How you gonna make yourself
happy? Don't start crying right now.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh God. He's gonna. You know.
Was he at the party last night?
Yeah.
Oh good.
Yeah, he's like, my show's better.
Two parties in a row, we gave each other a hug.
Oh, really?
Oh, you are about to cry.
Are you serious?
No.
Did you guys really hug?
Hey, what's up? Give him a little hug.
That makes me happy. Let me tell you. Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top every single morning, trying to take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Yes, early, just flying off the handle, Russ, and I love it. Yeah. Always be ready. Always be ready, Ryan.
That's right, Ryan.
See that?
Always be Carlos. ABC.
I like that. Yeah. Always be closing. That's another good one too.
Like the last Boy Scout.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. I know I am. It's been a great week. We're alive. We're healthy. We're breathing. Hey, that means we're achieving. And there's some, of course, in the news. There's always bad stuff out there if you seek it out. It's always there. But then every now and then there's some good stuff. And it's done that, I don't know how it happens, but to me, like, I always end up following somebody, and the next thing you know, they do something really cool or whatever. But I just recently followed this guy. I actually worked at his studios. And that person I'm talking about is Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, so Tyler Perry has studios in Atlanta that The Walking Dead shoot on.
Yes.
So I would always be at Tyler Perry Studios when we shot a lot of the scenes from The Kingdom and different things. So
right.
I was always kind of hoping to meet Tyler Perry.
Because yeah.
if you don't know Tyler Perry's story, do you know anything about Tyler Perry, John?
I know he's from New Orleans and yeah. a little bit of the yeah. bad stuff.
Yeah, he was homeless.
Yeah,
you know, all he did was write, and produce these Madea. Mm-hmm. And kind of his stories,
right.
and he would sell them out of the trunk of his car.
Oh, really?
Okay, in Atlanta and across kind of. And then it must have been maybe 10 years ago. It must have been even more than 10 years ago. So I remember Tyler Perry, my first go around here on The Monsters, got a number one film. It must have been 2003 or 4.
Right.
And it came out of nowhere. And a Tyler Perry film, and it was a shock to the system. It was number one with a bullet. Angel, do you even remember that movie? It might have been, but everyone's like, how is this? It's a fluke.
Right.
And Tyler Perry's like, no, I have the best audience in the world, and they will buy whatever I buy.
His very first movie, there was a play. It was Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
That was it.
And then,
was that? What year was that, Angel?
And that came out in 2001.
Okay.
And that's where the character Madea originates from.
But he did some others where movies that were really kind of good.
Yeah, Family Reunion, Madea's Class Reunion. It starts in 2001, and then pretty much every year for the next 7 years, he has a Madea movie.
And he is a beast when it comes to producing stuff. He shoots shows, and we all know Tyler Perry now. He's a mogul. He is huge.
He's making money.
He is worth $600 million.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's going to be a billionaire very soon because the rate that he produces and is just exponential, really, because of how smart he is. So he hits the news. What does he make the news for? Is it something negative? Is it something bad?
No. You know, when I saw a story about Tyler Perry coming up, I'm like, oh man,
because
you can bring everybody down with something they did in the past. You know,
right,
these days,
right. True, and luckily that's not the case with this.
No.
I just had started following him on Instagram, and I see this video, and it pops up, and it's him straight to camera, Jeff. And I know you don't watch a lot of stuff on Instagram.
No,
and he goes, hey guys, I was gonna keep this secret, but I just want to tell y'all. And he says, if you have layaway on Angel, if you have the audio, it might be cool to play, but if you have layaway at the Walmart at this location, if you have layaway at the Walmart at this location, it's in Georgia, and if you have Walmart layaway on this location, and if you put it in by this time, Merry Christmas, it's all paid for.
Oh, over $450,000.
It's $434,000.
Wow.
Which brings me to this. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Angel, thank you for pulling that. If we could play that, it's really cool how he says it's so genuine, so nice, and let's hear it.
So I was trying to do this anonymously, but due to some circumstances, y'all know how nothing stays secret these days. So I just wanted to go ahead and tell you, if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 844 Cleveland Avenue in East Point, Georgia, in Atlanta, or if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 7001 Concourse Parkway in Douglasville, Georgia, if you have a layaway at either place, and it was in there as of 9:30 this morning. It was already in layaway before 9:30 this morning. I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. So Merry Christmas,
everybody.
He's
smiling with the light. You know?
You got to see the guy's facial expression because that's what pure joy looks
right.
like.
Now, I think it's awesome. You know there's going to be people out there that are going to say, oh, you just did that to make yourself look good.
They're already texting.
Yeah, you're
how about this? How about this? How come you didn't do it at a white Walmart?
I didn't think of that, Jeff, but that's another one.
That's okay. I'm an American.
You guys are going down the right.
Go Trump.
Right, so right.
No matter what you do, there's some jackass out there that's going to say something negative.
Thank you, Russ. Right? So, and why do they say it? Well, of course. If I was worth $600
million,
I'd give $200
kabillion.
That's all
you're going to give?
That's $400? All you're going to give? Right. So I tried to do the percentages of what that
is. Hard.
It's
and
hard.
And listening to you two do math was almost as funny as listening to Wyatt Holmes try to figure out what he's going to do for his girlfriend this weekend.
And the Monster Strong Suit, not math. We are not the math the math monsters of the morning.
Well, you know, we're missing Dirty Jim. He was the math guy.
he is the calculator.
Math guy.
So I literally, I think the chatter has actually figured it out for us. But my point is this: his percentage of what he gave, because this is what people who are hating on him want to say, like, well, look, it's only 0.006% of his overall. Like, so what?
It's even more than that. It's 0.0007.
Okay. Yeah. Now, please, somebody who's good at math, Angel, you're a former banker, so you should be good at math. You worked at a big bank.
That's not what my strong suit was. I was good at opening branches.
There you go.
I was an installation coordinator.
Okay. Well, instantly coordinate this problem. What is the, like, the
I need to work near the vault.
The median income for a lot of people, let's say, is $50,000, right? When
sure,
a lot of people make
so,
maybe
so.
$50,000, I mean, even combined.
I don't got nothing medium. Especially your underwear.
And so what would this equivalent of that be? To a person who makes I'm genuinely asking the question.
Oh.
What is the equivalent of 0.0006 of somebody's $50,000 mean? Now, we all don't make $50,000. Some of us make more. Some of us make less. My point is this.
$300.
That's it.
$35.
Yeah.
Okay.
0.0007.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just go with 35.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, motivational minute. Tyler Perry is giving $35 of his...
Yes.
And you can criticize that. Or you can go and spend $35 and give it to somebody good. And do the same thing that he did.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do this for PR. He doesn't have to do this for...
Yeah, he's good with PR.
Hurting. He's not hurting. He's just doing it out of what? The kindness of his own heart. So if you're sitting here judging him and saying, well, of course he's rich... Have you given $35 lately?
Nice write-off. He just did it for the taxes.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, because and this is that's why I wanted to equate it to the true finance, the actual numbers of it.
Right.
Because when you break it down, we can all do what Tyler Perry did.
Right.
We can all do it. Yeah, sure.
Because this season was about love and happiness and
And can we pay off everybody's layaway at the Walmart? No, but I know you can buy somebody's coffee. I know you can be sitting at Publix and see somebody behind you, and they're putting their dollars together to get some bread and this, and we've all seen it. And you can just look at them and be like, "Yeah, I got his too," and not even look at, "Hey, just pay for that, whatever."
You do have the people that it's like he just gave $37.50, big deal,
right? And you see, you guys didn't even know what the equivalent was until I said it, so you're not even using your own research.
You know what I want to do for Christmas? Punch that guy in the face right there.
Man, and this is from the guy that was just hugging himself a couple segments ago.
I love me.
And this was the guy that was concerned that he was going to run out of Christmas spirit.
This is the guy who I would love to be in political office. A guy like this who hasn't shown any type of interest, but has mastered life in many ways, has seen the bottom of the freaking barrel. I don't want to reward the people that have been given silver spoons, the guys that have been given $100 million to start their businesses, and then we say, you are the ones that should run our country because obviously you understand struggle. You understand the American people. No, this is the guy. And so if you're bitching about Tyler Perry because he's so rich, when was the last time you went out of your way and gave $35? If you can't think of that, then shut the F up. Rush, you've inspired me to shut the F up, people.
Yeah.
But it's true. Give. This time of season, if you're doubting it, give. If you got the money, give. We're not going to die with this money. I know somebody listening makes way more than $50,000 a year and hasn't given a damn dime or a bit of time.
They want to criticize him because he's very, very rich, and there are people looking like, oh, with all that money, if I had all that money.
Of course I would. That'd be a philanthropist.
I'd give $1 million away.
You know, I got to say, with y'all's attitude, I'm really sorry that I don't make it to the Christmas party every year.
No, our attitude is of giving.
Well, we should have had the Christmas party at the Red Dog Pub. It would have been more fun.
That would have been a blast.
Oh my God! Your channel didn't spend a whole lot of money.
You give it, you only get it back. You only get it back in life, and it's just like a video game. I wish Ryan Holmes was here. I wish I could relate it to Ryan Holmes. When you do good in a video game, guess what? You get rewarded. So do it in real life. Well, don't kill so many doves in the field.
That $35 we didn't want to donate, we're using to get some Chick-fil-A. So.
And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
Hey, Ryan doesn't know when I'm going to make him do his bit, so it could be when we come back and watch him get all...
you're not going
to... I might have to throw it on him then. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Someday, Alexa will do everything. Ugh. Alexa, can you take the dog for a walk?
Ha ha ha. No way in hell.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
The Big Red Dog Pub.
Yeah. It's a great weekend. We have DJ Mike there spinning videos from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, all the way through to now. It's a great time tonight. Tomorrow night, Accidentally on Purpose, Great Rock Blues. And Sunday, we have 2 to 5 Acoustic Sunday with Jeff Howell, and I'll be at the Whiskey on Sand Lake Road tonight.
Hey, welcome back to the Monster of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1. Is anyone ready to hear the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes?
Yes.
With the Denmark Invasion?
Can't wait. Come on.
Are you ready now?
Yes.
Well, we're not doing it now. We're not doing it now. You know what I got now? I'm switching everything up. Different timing, different thing.
Yeah.
I want to get to some email. People email me, russ@wtks.com. Ask questions all the time. If your email makes it on the air, then we give you something from the prize pinata. And there's a bunch of great prizes in there today. This gentleman's name is Will. And he sent this to me a couple days ago, has a question. It's what would the monsters do? And I'm very curious about this one because, one is a reformed anti-romantic. One is a current. And see, Jeff Howe, with your romance. Oh, yeah, this is probably
right up my alley.
Not
up my alley.
You're not good.
I'm not the romance
I don't
guy.
Think you're the romance guy.
Yeah. In fact, I was thinking that Ryan Holmes' deal with his girlfriend this weekend is kind of overdoing it.
All right, here we go. This is a Hey Russ, old school fan here. I was married for 10 years, and we split up 2 years ago. I've dated a couple women since, and it hasn't worked out. I like them, but the spark wasn't there. I'm 45, and I didn't think I'd ever have that amazing feeling of really being into someone ever again. Well, I met someone, and she has rekindled that feeling in me. I can't stop thinking about her, and the feeling is mutual. She may turn out to be my Mary Ellen, which is very sweet. Very sweet. Then he says, my question is, now remember, he's only been dating her for 2 months, okay, to go back to what he's only been dating her for 2 months, but he feels like, and look, I think you can fall in love in 2 months. I think you can fall in love in 2 days. So I'm not to discount.
I think you can.
I don't think I'm discounting him here. But he says, my question is, what would be a good Christmas present for her? I want it to be a very nice gift, but I don't want to go overboard since we've only been together for 2 months or a short time. I was thinking about getting her a necklace. But I'd like your opinions. What would the monsters do? I love the way he tied that back in. But also, I would like to get a female perspective. Now, we do not have a female here today, Savannah. We don't have a female.
just kind of across the board.
Yeah, great, yeah. But we could ask Angelique or Amber Nova or Karina or one of the other girls next week. But for today, what do you guys think? He's been dating her for 2 months. He says that they're both, they both feel like it's going really well. He says, can't stop thinking about her. Feelings mutual. It's going really well. Christmas gift. What do you think? Ryan Holmes, I'll let you go first.
Yeah. You're asking the wrong person?
That's why I asked you first.
Yeah, well, I'm team one gift no matter what in December. Oh my God. Why is that so wrong?
Is a necklace a good idea?
Yes, because you can't go wrong with a necklace.
They're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really...
Really?
Really nice.
Yeah. Do you think women really like necklaces?
Yeah, of course they do. That's why there's a whole market for that. Yeah, I don't get it personally, but they seem to enjoy it.
So your advice to Will is necklace is fine.
Necklace sounds like a great present.
You know what I would do? I'd do an account on Life 360. And that way, it's a common thing here after two months of marriage.
I want you to hold on because I want the reformed anti-romantic to go last. I want to see if how much better you're doing.
Let me think about it.
Jeff Howell, what do you think about this? Will, he never thought he'd find love again.
Yeah, yeah.
He feels like he's found it again. Two months, they're both into it. Spark is there. He doesn't want to go overboard like Russ would do and get her a ring. So he's going to go with a necklace, but he wants to know if you think that's too much. What do you think? Jamal.
Okay, well, here's what you know me. I wouldn't,
you know, go anywhere pretty much.
You wouldn't buy her anything.
No, I'd say, look, it's a Christmas thing. We're adults. Get the kids something. If you have kids, fine. If you don't,
even if you're dating someone, you don't get them a gift?
No, I haven't given a gift. No, no, no. So anyway, back to him. But no. But
that's insane.
Well, it is insane. But
Scrooge McHowell.
Yeah. It's but they can buy their own gifts for me. I'm thinking in the normal world.
Okay,
here.
In the normal world for Will here. Yeah, Will.
Not a necklace because that might be too much commitment.
A necklace, too much commitment.
Yeah, it's a little heavy. So I would say, do this. Go. Don't go cheap. Go big. $100 gift certificate to Red Dog Pub. I love it. Thank you very much.
All right, Angel
248 Vineland Road, Kissimmee, Florida.
Now, Angel, I think you're probably you're pretty good at this. So I want to see what you think here. This is Will. Like I said, they just started dating, but he never thought he'd find love again. He says this is it. You know, 2 months in, but he doesn't want to go overboard. Asking if a necklace is good for Christmas. What do you think?
I don't know if I'd go the necklace route. I know I wouldn't personally. What I would do, though, I mean, it's in the beginning of the relationship, you guys are feeling good and you want to spend more time. How about creating moments that are memories of you two doing stuff together? So how about you book a spa date?
That's not a bad idea.
You know, the two of you at a spa, maybe something that you've never done, get your toes done, do all that, the massages and everything. And it's some places around town, they'll serve it up with wine and all that kind of thing. And make
not
it,
cheap, though. Let me tell you, this weekend at this spa, not cheap.
Don't do, don't do a whole weekend, though. Yeah. Do like an afternoon.
Let me tell you, the Portofino spa, not cheap.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me say this. You need to make sure that she likes going to a spa. I will tell
that's
you this.
True. No, that's true.
I set that up one time. I set that up for Mary Ellen, not thinking about it, and because of her PTSD, does not want anyone touching her.
That's true.
Other than
100%.
Me. And we got there, and she's like, listen, I got to tell you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know that. I am so sorry. So you do got to make sure that she likes it.
Agreed.
Spa.
Yeah. So find that out. Ask around and everything. You know, but I would say
I like the direction you're
this
going.
Beginning of a relationship, I think it'd be about creating moments that you guys remember.
I like that. Okay. There you go. Let's say reformed, anti-romantic Carlos Navarro.
This weekend was a big proof to that I am reformed, Russ. Uh-huh. But before I was reformed, 2 months into the old relationship, Carlos would swing by the old Altamonte Mall and hit up a place that has gifts, and they're Spencer's gifts. And I would roll in there and look at the zany gifts.
Oh, my God.
And think to myself, what would this chick like? Weed shirt.
Yeah, talking pile of poop.
You're talking pile of poop.
This is not real. 2 months in,
I would buy a gag gift. I was just so bizarrely, I don't know.
But that's a defensive mechanism.
100%, Jeff. 100%. It was like, I just in my head, you know what? My dad was never romantic, and then like
he told like it's us Navarros. We're just not like that. Yeah. So I'm like, I shouldn't blame my dad on that, but
so I was just really bad. And you're right, Jeff. But now
what should Will do?
Man, Angel really hit the nail on the head with that spa visit. I think that's something. But an experience is the way, right? Maybe a theme park guy. I just experienced an amazing weekend at Universal Studios at Portofino Bay. Hey, maybe she loves Disney. Maybe she loves Universal. Maybe she loves Busch Gardens or roller coasters and go, hey, I surprised us. I got a whole day at the theme parks, and we got a hotel there if you want to stay there. If not, we can go all day. I've actually never been, and you can create an experience, something like that.
You are well on your way to recovery.
Thanks,
I think that's really good. But move over. Let the pro take this.
Oh,
here we
Mary
go.
No, here's what you do. Here's what you do, Will. Here's what you do. You go out, and you find a nice, it doesn't have to be a big one, a nice bag, right? You find a nice bag, and you have it all wrapped up. And it could be just a bag that you're going to take on a trip or something like that. And inside the bag, you know, when she opens it up, like, hey, honey, you're going to fill this up with some stuff. We're going away this weekend. And you get a nice trip to St. Augustine or to some place where you get out of town and go and spend time with her.
Nice.
Because you know what? And so for your Christmas gift this year, you know, that bag's one thing. But, you know, the time that we spend together, that's what's the most important.
And book a stand-up show. Yeah.
And that was the last part.
Make sure you have some work wherever you're going.
Exactly.
You got to pay for the bag.
Exactly. No, exactly. That's good. I'm going to steal. I hope my wife wasn't listening because I'm going to steal that one.
That's a goodie. But for some reason, I think a necklace is boring.
I just did a necklace this
That's a bad gift.
Can I tell you why I did the necklace?
What?
I think it's right in your wheelhouse. So when we got married, we put a lot on credit cards. That's usually what before you go bankrupt. And that was the next step, was bankruptcy.
Sure.
So we bought a bunch of jewelry and different things that we couldn't afford. We had to literally turn it back in peasants, okay?
And
I had this beautiful wife. And this is why people are like, well, sunshine and lollipops for Carlos. No, getting married and having to return some jewelry. So anyway, there was one piece we didn't return. It was a Roberto coin necklace, okay? And she's had it for years, and it's got this little sentimental thing to it. And so we hadn't been able to afford a Roberto coin again and not pay for it without credit.
So it's something you know she liked.
So I went back to the same spot. And she was not expecting it. She thought the gift was just going to be the weekend and the spa or whatever. So I went, I found a Roberto coin with diamonds with her M name, and I wrapped it up, and I said, here's the, and then the very, right before we went to dinner, I handed it to her. She was like, totally shocked.
That's good. Yeah, there you go.
So I knew I had to, explaining is losing, but I think I was just telling a story.
No, you're right. You already knew she was going to like it. He's been dating her for 2 months. A necklace is like, eh.
Yeah.
But like the spa, if she's into a spa, that's a great idea. Or if you've got time, you got an entire weekend, you could, you know, take her away for the weekend to, my suggestion is St. Augustine, but there's plenty of places. You can go to Clearwater and go watch Ryan Holmes do comedy.
I do not like Surly Russ.
I love Surly Russ.
I gotta tell you,
I didn't know hugging Dirty Jim twice would piss you off that much.
Yeah, that much residue.
Oh, God almighty. All right, when we come back, what's it going to be? Is it going to be the ones and twos? Is it going to be beer of the week? Is it going to be Monster Sports?
Six things?
Or is it going to be that damn King of Denmark? Kenmark, whatever it is.
Did you just have a stroke?
Denmark. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
To iHeartRadio's sold-out Alter Ego in L.A. is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
All right. Let's find out what's going on with the ones and twos. No, hell no. Let's have Ryan Holmes make his daily proclamation, the King of Denmark.
Oh, I'm not ready for it now.
First line.
Yes. Is this not beer of the week?
No, it's not beer of the week.
What are you doing?
And you know what you need to do? You need to turn.
Don't open
that in here. Turn to the right and look at Jeff Howe and say, I appreciate all the songs you've done on this radio show.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
And tell Jeff what you did this week.
Jeff, I tried to do a song, and it turns out it's a lot harder than it seemed. And you've done a wonderful job over the years, sir.
Thank you very much.
You know what he did, Jeff? He's wet behind the ears. He's new.
He's fledgling.
So he wrote down some funny lyrics, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I play guitar.
Yeah.
He didn't run through it. He just came and tried to do it the first time.
He was in the room, and I say, oh, you're doing a song. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to pick at this, and this is funny. And I look at him, you probably shouldn't do the song today. I go, Savannah's not here.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you know it. and he looks at me and goes, but I don't have another bit.
Yeah. All the eggs into one basket, baby.
He tried to raw dog it.
Yes. Right. And I said, yeah, I know you look over the table, you see Los just this and that with your to the tops. Guess what? I've been in the game for a minute, son. And this old dog was trying to, I tried to warn him, and what did he do?
He blew you off.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
But King of Denmark. But now it's not Ryan, it's the King of Denmark.
Different guy. That's a different guy.
We got to give him respect.
The only reason King of Denmark, King of Denmark listeners could always ask old Carlos Navarro for some help. Very gifted writer, talented performer. But King of Denmark doesn't want to ask his dad, Carlos, for help. I got this, Dad. Okay?
I can do it
on my own. You don't know nothing, Dad.
I learned it by watching you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I don't ask half the time.
I know. I can sense that, but...
You need to learn to ask.
I know. I'm gonna...
No. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's been working well for you.
Ryan, everybody else asked me. So it works. But you know what?
My sons.
Savannah never asks. She does them all on her own.
He's just so busy. You know? He takes care of his other child that he likes better. Old dad comedy and Alvaro. Doesn't care about the King of Denmark. Nobody does.
So far, you're right. So good. No help with this one, and you're doing great. So good job, son.
All right. Well, proclamation number one, I thought it was beer of the week.
No.
If it's not beer of the week, then why am I drunk? All right. Let's get on with
it. Crack it open there. What do you think? You can't do it at, we can do it at 10:45, but we can't do it at 9:22.
Now, okay, well, I'm already a little bit, I'm still a little hungover and re-drunk from last night.
Yeah, so I told you just to have two drinks last night.
No,
you
baby.
Did not listen to
Woo!
Me.
Eight drinks. Got all those drink tickets. I had extra drink tickets in my pocket. I was just finding them like candy.
Who were giving them to you?
I have no idea. It feels like a gnome or an elf was slipping them into my back pocket. It was great.
Now, basically, I told everybody to give you their extra drink tickets. I was trying to sabotage your day.
Yeah, and you did. My morning has been a rough, rough morning.
Yeah, you showed up flustered.
So I'm gonna show up. Brett's been mean to me. I'm an angry, angry drunk. And I've decided to take a page out of Kevin Hart's book, and I'm gonna say some stuff now that's gonna come up in 10 years.
Oh, really?
You're proactively
ruining your career.
Your career.
That's right.
You've been doing that for a while.
You have been on a campaign. Yeah, well, here we go. 10 years, you can
Angel,
pull back up this podcast.
Angel, I apologize. Yeah. Because I walked in this morning, we got to really not be as rough on Ryan.
Yeah,
Angel.
You have no idea. I straight up heart to heart, it made me feel like that he thought I was the one that was being the hardest on you. And it because he directed it towards me. He's like, hey, his confidence is kind of swagging. And I'm hearing this conversation that he's
song.
Having. And now, he's not as strong as us. He's kind of weak. He's emotionally fragile. And it seems like, and I, because you talked to me first, I was like, I think you think that I'm doing this the hardest. All right, cool. I'll chill. And wow, I'm glad I chilled because, man, that room has been brutal.
It's true. He's been like,
yeah.
No, man.
It's wacky world. Yeah. I don't know.
And up until Angel started talking, this bit was going nowhere.
Wow. Okay. Keeping the confidence. Keeping the confidence. So
all of this is a gold for your confidence and your swagger.
There it is. There you go.
A man, do it. No, not being shaken. Look, fat Drew Carey's not going to shake me. Old Louis C.K.'s not going to shake me. All right? A man, do it. Che Guevara behind the glass and shut your mouth.
There you go. That's what I wanted to see.
You got
to
fight. Carlos will fight me. I'm not saying anything about Carlos.
He'll literally fight you.
He posted his mugshot yesterday, and I was like, I'm not going to F with that guy. All right?
I got a thick neck back then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, that mugshot. Yeah.
I scared myself in that mugshot.
No, man. I was just like, who's that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, here we go. Career ruined. I'm going to say some stuff, provocative things.
Good.
Because I know who I'm going to be offending in the future.
Ooh.
Okay, good.
That's what you got to do. You got to know ahead of time. And you know who it's going to be?
Who?
The robots.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Nice.
I've been beating up on robots for a long time. I've dropped a lot of cell phones. Those are like little robot babies.
They are. Real robot embryos.
Having a ton of robot miscarriages. Sorry about that, robots. All right, that's my bad. All right.
Drunken and not.
Drunk or not. Look, if my son comes to me today and tells me he wants to be a cyborg, I'm breaking a stick over his head right now.
Oh, my God. Kevin Hart said something very similar. Be careful.
Yeah, no. I'm not having any cyborgs in my house, these Borgets. Not happening today, baby.
That's
Hey, but here's how I know the robots are coming, and you got to be nice to them now, because the SunRail just hit something today.
Oh.
And that robot's,
it's robot automated, it's autonomous.
That's right, that's the robot just slowly creeping at you.
I don't know if that's true, though. I think if somebody controls it.
Somebody controls, it's the illusion of control, Carlos Navarro.
It's just a Disney mannequin up
that's
in that
right.
bitch.
You think, look, I've been poking at keyboards and clicking on mouses for a long time. The robots are coming.
No, they're here. I've already
and
told you they're here.
You're Team Robot.
I am 100% Team Robot, so I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I'm writing down every one of these jokes, but luckily, robots have an unforgettable memory, and they'll play these things to you as they're shooting your brains
that's
out.
That's great. Well, I, Proclamation, am Team Human, and I will fight the robots every single day. And if you come at me half robot in the future trying to bring up this podcast,
yeah.
I'm not apologizing.
Oh.
And I'm going to host the Academy Awards because the world's on fire and it doesn't exist anymore. All right?
Yes, I like that.
So that's my proclamation. Never apologize to the robots, and so it shall be.
There you go.
Wow, okay, bold statement.
Very bold statement.
Terminate.
I like you when you're a little surly. Yeah, that's good.
Well, I hate you when you're surly. You old mean-ass Russ Rollins over there. My wife doesn't want anybody else to touch her. She doesn't want you to touch her. Get out of here.
See, you got a little balls in there. That's good.
Yeah,
all right.
I like it.
You should have done a song. Yeah.
I like
that. You should have done a song in the last 10 years. There we go. There it is. My boy is back. My boy is
God,
back.
God, the king of Denmark lives.
I knew he was in there.
You should see me talking to Angel's morning. I think we're killing the kid. I mean, I heard him and Ross talking, and Angel, I think he's losing his confidence. Did you not say, I felt like driving off a bridge the other day when I bombed?
You don't even know the extents of this. He was like, man, we've had other guys in here, and they've lasted a year or two before they break like this. This guy's only been on the job for 3 weeks. He's very fragile. I was like, all right, I get it.
King of Denmark's got his helmet on. He's got his armor.
I see it. There's a gleam in the King of Denmark's eyes. He's literally went to the bottom, and now he just flat off,
Tyler Perry.
Now he's exactly. I see it happening. We got a new perfect timing right before the weekend.
I think we saved it. That's good.
Yeah.
It was that talk I had with Angel.
Yeah,
I did it.
That's definitely what it was. Yeah, you did it. You saved it by being ranty.
Well, you finally figured out what works around here. All right. Who knows what's coming up next? Will it be a beer of the week? Will it be a Monster Sports? Or will it be the ones and twos? We'll never know until you come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We have an incredible website, monsters.fm, with great video from our YouTube channel, Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. You will love it. I guarantee it. That's a Russ guarantee. You're going to love it. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Jeff Howell here today, Ryan Holmes. And now Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos. It's the number one and number two song in all of the land, so we know what's cool, what's happening, what's playing. And next week, it'll be the year in review. This week, we'll find out what's going on now, but it's the year in review. Oh, and by the way, on Monday, I won't be here because I'm getting that scope on my knee.
Yeah, oh, you man. Having knee trouble?
Oh, my God.
Now, he had some issues. They went an x-ray.
Yeah.
It's a buildup of bone and pill residue.
That is not really.
Yeah.
They can clog you up.
Bone and pill residue.
Yeah.
Ones and Twos brought to you by our great friends over there, Slow and Low Barbecue, located right there at Cocoa Beach and Beer.
Bone and pill commercials.
That's not true.
Tis the season. Slow and Low Barbecue wants to make your holiday party delicious with their incredible barbecue. Book your holiday party now at their Cocoa Beach or Vieira location, or take the stress out of the holidays with their incredibly catered feasts. Slow and Low Barbecue, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. Ones and twos, it's where we run down the popular songs in all kinds of different genres. These two songs have been in the one and two position for the last couple weeks, and it's about breakup and then these girls. So that's Ariana Grande with Thank You Next, coming in at number two. And then the number one song is, and she's been there for quite some time.
It sounds exactly like the last song.
Very similar artists, our vocal tones are whatnot, but this is Halsey with Without Me. And those are the one and two, and what would be considered...
That's pop music, right?
Pop, the Hot 100 chart. Mm-hmm. And both of those girls, it's really interesting in the way that we are with music nowadays. Both of those females have gone through very public breakups, and they were usually when an artist would take a year to write an album about the breakup.
Right.
It took them a couple weeks to write a song about it.
Or a day or two. Yeah.
Yeah, and release it, and then it becomes number one all over the charts. So
And really, wasn't that Taylor Swift? That was her.
Gimmick, yeah, but she would do whole albums about these things.
Yeah.
And they would take, you know, a year.
Yeah.
These ladies now, or now the culture of pop music and the way it is, it's how quickly you can turn around. And it's not so much about an album, it's about a single.
So it's almost, though, if you think about it, it's almost in this day of time of social media. It's like, okay, everyone's reading this on Twitter now. So I have a song with what they just now read on Twitter. I got a song that answers that.
Absolutely.
Yep. Wow.
You think they're planning their breakups in advance to get songs out?
Well, they're playing the songs in advance.
I think there was a time where that kind of stuff happened. I think right now it happens so fast that it's just...
The fact of the matter is 98% of pop songs are about love. Okay, so it's like, oh, this song really winds up. It has nothing to do with it. Hey, put it out! It's about Pete!
I can only equate this to what I've seen, but I mean, it used to be we would come in here, we'd talk about some stuff, and Jeff Howell would write a song by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay?
So I've done that.
So it's...
No, you haven't.
So it's not so crazy to think with pop music and really someone creating just a beat, to write a song the end of the day is not...
And then in what we're talking about with these people and the creative people that I have around them and the tools and, you know, you got Pro Tools now and you've got all these things, all this instrumentation, they're just packets that you load into a computer that you can make it sound like a full-blown band and it's just you on your laptop.
And there's Pete's name in there.
Yeah, exactly. They're sitting on a pile of songs all the time. They literally have the best producers of the world. Sure. And so... I'm sure.
At different stages of completion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ryan Holmes sitting on a pile all the time, too.
I don't know.
All right, keep it popping. We're going to go to the country charts. Coming in at number two.
Don't be so rough on Ryan Holmes.
Too much, Russ. Too much.
Forget what his name is.
This is Luke Combs, and she's got the best money.
I can't believe
not a bad
that,
song, but
that you've been this down on country music.
I have. That song, that simple song, and I can't still remember how to spell simple now, but S-I-M-B-L-E or whatever it is. I hate that song so much. I hate it because it's a spelling song.
All right, that's coming at number two. This is number one.
When did country dudes become such pussies?
This is Carrie Underwood.
No, this is Dan and Shay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dan and Shay.
That's the one. Yeah, that's another one that gets me. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Shay.
Go tell Shay we're going to do a concert. if I'm having a... You're starting a group, like, Shay, listen, what's your middle name, brother? Because we got to change it. I ain't performing with you if your name is Shay.
Shay.
Oh, it's a guy, Shay?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, Shay's a guy.
Shay is about as feminine as a man name could
really?
Be.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Yeah. My name is Shay.
I mean, what can his middle name be that make him tougher?
It has to be, like, Colt.
Yeah, Shay Colt.
There's a gay guy that comes into the bar, and he's effeminate gay. And his name
You're not going to be able to host the Oscars now.
And I didn't know his name before, but he came in, and then he friended me on Facebook, and his name is Chadley.
Chadley. That is a
Chadley. And I asked him the next time I saw him, I said, hey, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, your God-given name is Chadley? He goes, yeah. And I said, your parents knew you were going to be gay before you were born.
Did he laugh?
He laughed. And then he kissed me.
Yeah.
Then he kissed me.
All right, we're going to keep moving. We're going to go to the rock genre. Coming in at number two. If you want to come and get it, look me up and come around. If you want to come and get it, shake it off and let it act so. Jump around.
Lay it out. If you want to come and get it, look me up. That's actual rock.
Yeah, this is a band called Pretty Vicious. The track's called Move.
I like it.
That's back to rock.
That's number two song. We got number one song. And these guys are going to be at Earth Day Birthday. Mother, I don't want to take my medicine. 24 years in the gutter.
I like the first one better, but...
This one is when the chorus kicks in is where really a lot of people digging it.
That first song, man, you want to crack a beer over your head and drink it.
Well, that... Yeah, this one...
I That's the Glorious Sons. The album's called Young Beauties and Fools, and the track's called SOS.
Okay.
All right. And then
I like that song.
I bought a sawed-off shotgun. But the first part of it, I mean, it's a direct ripoff of something.
Yeah, and that actually is the theme song for Bithlo.
Yeah. They're going, that's a pretty mild
hell,
song.
Hell yeah, that's me.
That was a slow dance at our senior prom.
All right, let me.
There's something in that song, yeah, though.
Every song is a copy of something, isn't it?
Well, it's what I call creative plagiarism.
But do you guys ever get just blown away by the fact that us as humans can write a song, and while at the same time, Angel, still go back in all of the songs that we've ever heard and give a pretty accurate assessment that this is a different song? Do you see what I'm saying? Like when creating and you being a musician, like you can go and write something like, oh, that sounds like a song that you hadn't even heard 20 years ago. And that we can all collectively do that.
See, I have the opposite problem. Like when that Tom Petty and then the Sam Smith song Stay With Me, I never heard those
I could hear it together
until somebody actually did it. And then I was like, okay, sort of, but still, they always sounded like two different songs in my head.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing to do, but we do it all the time.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, there's only 12 notes in the whole thing, you know.
All right, let me give you a couple of my picks. This is one of my favorite artists right there, and he's finally coming out with some new music. World, surrounded by miracles,
there's so much hatred undeserved. This is your pick.
This is one of my picks, yeah. Yes.
How do you find this stuff?
This one is a guy that I've been really patiently waiting for his album. This is Citizen Cope. It's a new one from him.
Oh, wow.
The album is called Heroin and Helicopters, and the track's called Justice. This is the first single off of it.
Drummer Boy was the other one. What was the other one they did?
Kick the Drummer.
Kick the Drummer. Yeah. That's what it was.
The Drummer Kick.
That song is still so dope, man.
And he's one of the cats that, you know, folkish kind of thing. It's him and his guitar. He was just recently, I think he was played a show in DeLand not too long ago.
What?
Yeah. I found out about it after the fact, but it's a cat that I really dig.
Yeah.
I've used some of his other songs or remixes of his other songs for rejoins. So that's one of my picks. Definitely check that out. I wanted to turn you guys on to a couple other things that I have picked out. Hold on one second. Where did I put that?
This is EDM?
This is EDM-ish.
EDM-ish?
Very EDM.
It's my favorite type of food.
ED for me.
Girl goes up to Jeff Howell and says, do you like EDM? He's like, I don't even take those pills.
Okay, I did once.
You must be thinking of Russ.
Yeah,
I like this. See, this, I would listen to this.
Yeah. To work out?
Not to work out, to read, to write.
To read.
How can you read with this Zany Flip music?
If I'm reading a novel and it's intense, it'll put me in.
You have ADD so bad. Yeah.
And I use it as my superpower.
Hey, that's a good call.
Yeah, I love this. And you can do a lot to this. Working out would be good.
This is Tommy Trash, and the track's called The End, and this is the original mix.
Yeah, I like this.
I just see someone playing a flute, and there's some big snake. And the snake is on ecstasy.
I want to hear that.
It's a cobra blowing up.
It's a cobra going crazy.
Give me some big I want to hear the breakdown here, Angel. This is about to crash big.
Hey, what happened to DJ a Little Snake? What was his name?
He's doing very well for himself.
Yeah. It's DJ Snake.
Oh, is that Little Snake?
No, Little Snake is what you have in your pants.
Yeah.
Okay. You would read to this.
I would read a novel, but I wouldn't read like a book about like I wouldn't read my Atomic Habits book, but I would read the Jose Baez Aaron Hernandez trial book.
Really?
Yeah, I'm weird like that.
Yeah, that is weird. And do you do it naked?
Hell yeah.
Okay. And that little snake is coming.
But this is good.
And that's the ones and twos. Well, talked about slow and low barbecue.
I appreciate that. What else am I going to tell you about? Hold on. There's something
I mean,
else.
I like to. I always have headphones in my ear. I am constantly talking back to that video game. I have a constant score going on in my head. And it people wonder how I stay pumped up, how I stay energized. I like to.
I guess that'll do it.
A friend of mine who was getting her psychology master's. I had another friend who was a great athlete come over, and he would play video games while she would ask him math problems.
To focus?
Yeah, he could do it. He was amazing.
I believe that. There's some crazy things that you can do in order to really refine your focus.
I could. Angel, do you remember the first album you ever bought?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
Fat Boys.
Fat Boys?
Yeah.
The first one you ever bought? How about you?
I think so, yeah. I think it was something like that.
Ryan Holmes, do you remember the first album you ever bought?
Yes, it was Ace of Base.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
with the I Saw the Sign album.
Okay. You opened up your eyes.
I saw the sign.
Yeah.
Life was demanding.
Okay.
I love that song.
The Carlos was the first album you ever bought.
I think it was Vanilla Ice. CD. It was a CD, Vanilla Ice.
That was the first one you ever bought?
I think so, and it was at that Camelot Music at the Altamont Mall.
How about you, Jeff? How the first album, and I'm sure when you bought it, it was an actual record.
It was Shut the Door by Whispering Bill Anderson.
Really? Yeah, a whole album?
Yeah, whole album. He was great. He would just whisper songs. Yeah. That's why they called him Whisper.
Mine was Sonny and Cher live in Las Vegas.
Oh, and Sonny and Cher, man.
And I was thinking about it yesterday after I saw that thing on YouTube, right? And I'm like,
three hours
of Sonny and Cher. So I went looking for the album, and I realized I've lost the album in one of the many divorce moves I've had.
Yeah.
Somebody kept my Sonny and Cher album. So I
didn't keep it.
You're in luck.
Why?
My friend Chadley has the same album.
So I went on YouTube. I mean, I went on YouTube trying to find it, couldn't find it. Went on Amazon trying to find it, couldn't find it. So I go to eBay and I found it. How much do you think a guy wants to charge to send me a copy of Sonny and Cher live in Las Vegas? It's the two double set, two records. How much do you think?
$70.
$70. What do you think, Angel?
Is it original pressing?
It's the original pressing.
$200.
$200. What do you think, Ryan Holmes?
I wouldn't pay a dime.
What do you think they want to charge me to send it to me?
$400.
$400. Jeff Howe?
$150.
$4.35. And I got it coming to me today. God damn.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I'm in such a good mood.
You are not in a good mood.
I am in a good mood.
And your obsession with Sonny and Cher just blows my mind.
Oh, you don't even know.
Hey, Cher was hot in her day. And Sonny was a genius.
Yeah, and he's dead, and she's 85.
I think she's 70 something.
And she
still looks good.
And you're going to the Cher concert, right?
No, I was gonna get tickets, but God, they're expensive.
How much?
Just a pair of seats that are okay. You know, we're like $350
a
piece.
What?
Don't look so disgusting.
My God.
You were going to pay that for an album, though. Let's be real. What was the top price you would have paid for that album?
$30. That would have been top.
Really?
Yeah, that would have been top.
So the guy's only charging you like the shipping? He's just sending it?
It was only $1.95.
Oh, damn.
The rest was shipping. That is a true story.
Oh, my God.
So he's just going to charge you $1.95 for the... Now, he must not know you.
No.
No, he doesn't know me. It's eBay.
What do you think?
This is the Oregon Trail? And we're bartering?
He was probably surprised anyone was buying it for $1.95.
I thought you put a shout out on the air.
No, eBay.
Jeff, there's this thing called the internet.
Tell me more about what this Amazon is.
You don't know what eBay is, Jeff?
No, I do. I don't know why.
There's a vowel
in front of the
behind you, right there. Update. Hold on. Let's see here. All together, it's $4.91.
That's amazing. You got ripped.
All right. When we come back, it might be Beer of the Week. It might be Monster Sports. Who knows what we're going to do? You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Out the master as he cuts these jams and looks at us with the mics in our hands. Then take a count. 1, 2, 3. Jam Master J, run DMC. He's Jam Master J, the big beat blaster. He gets better cause he know he has to. In 84, he'll be a little faster. And only practice makes a real Jam Master.
Someday, Alexa will know everything. Alexa, how do I get rid of a deadbeat roommate?
Try poisoning them.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, I want to remind you that coming up on December 21st, it's the Real Radio Christmas Telethon. We're going to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. We have set a goal of $50,000.
Wow.
$50,000. Last year we did $10,000, but that was just the Monsters. This year we've got the power of not only the Monsters, the News Junkie, and the Jim Colbert Show all together, working together, and we have a YouTube channel that has a lot more subscribers now. We're going to be able to, people will be able to donate by texting in, people will be able to donate by calling, and people will be able to donate on the website. So we're going to add a bunch of different things and a bunch of great acts. I know we've got a dog act that's going to come in here. We got Jeff Kaufman does juggling. Jeff Howe's going to come and perform something.
Yes, indeed.
We've got Angelique and Karina are going to do a dance off. We got Ryan Holmes. Amber Nova is going to do wrestling moves on Ryan Holmes.
Happy birthday, honey.
Savannah's got stuff planned. So that's all going to be on December 21st. If you can help us in any way by coming down, it's like an old fashioned telethon. And if you can help us by coming doing something, some sort of talent, then it'll help raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless.
You know what I would like to kick off for us, and I don't know how we can do it, but let's begin the battle of the businesses. Okay, let's begin the donation. So, like, for example, if you own a wing place and you're, you know, Billy's Wings, okay, and you're like, listen, Billy's Wings is giving $1,000 because we're the best wing place, and every time we talk about it, I say, guess what, Billy's Wings, they're the leader, whatever it may be. That's how we get to this $50,000. We have to be proactive about this. How do we do it, Russ?
I think that's a good idea, and we should work on that next week for sure. As I'm looking at the talent that we have, people going to entertainment and stuff, I'm wondering if our guest here has any, other than being able to knock people's heads off on the football, what talent does the Sausage King Fred Stokes have? Fred
well,
Stokes?
You kind of said it.
I like the Sausage King. That sounds good.
Russ, stay focused, baby.
Fred Stokes, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Fred?
I'm doing outstanding, man. I cannot complain. It's good to be back and on the show, man. You guys just have so much. I was listening to the radio. I'm like, dude, is there a party going on? It's like cars parked outside, valet parking. I'm like, you guys are jumping in this place, man.
Hey, okay, Fred. What other than the fact, obviously, you've won a Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins. You played football for many years. Okay, so we know you got that talent. Is there some other talent that you have that no one's ever seen before? It could be something silly as making origami. Who knows? Like, is there something else you do? Do you play a ukulele? Like, what do you have?
Well, I used to play the bass guitar a little bit. I don't want to put this out there because I don't want any requests. You know what I'm saying? But I do sing a little bit, just a little. Don't send me any requests.
Is there a possibility on the 21st to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless? We could have a superstar like yourself come sing some really cool Christmas song.
Or how about some Jodeci?
No, Christmas.
I like you, Russ, with the Christmas song.
You can do a Christmas song?
The whole Jodeci thing, man. Who is Jodeci?
Lately I will cry for you tonight. Oh, Jodeci. Casey and JoJo, I can go all day. Casey.
Fred's got that deep voice. He could do like
Barry White.
You could do not Jingle Bells.
Danny Wood from NKOTV.
Silent Night. I just went deep, man. I'm probably a tenor, man. Baritone.
You pick whatever Christmas song you want.
And when are you doing it?
Okay, we're doing it on December the 21st.
Can you give us a little? Can you give us a little?
No, save it.
You're begging. Don't be.
I'm not begging. I want to see if you got it.
I want you to save it.
He trying to authenticate.
I'm doubting your talents.
Okay, all right.
I want you to save it, and then on the 21st, come in and blow us away.
I'm saving it.
All right, very good. Okay. Let's do a little Monster Sports with Angel, and we got a special guest here who's won a Super Bowl, so he might know a thing or two about football.
Monster Sports brought to you by our great friends over there, Orlando Apollos. Football does not have to end this year. The Orlando Apollos and the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, launched their inaugural season February the 9th. Season tickets start at $75. Get yours now at OrlandoApollos.com. I'm telling you right now, the part that you want to sit, where you want to sit is with us, the Monsters, the Monster section. We get to be in the ear hole of the opposing team game long.
The end zone. We have the entire end zone, the Monster end zone. When you get your tickets in the end zone, you're going to get all kinds of special stuff, like a Steve Spurrier what's it called again, Angel?
It's visor.
The visor. You're going to get a
commemorative
special
lanyard,
all kinds of cool stuff in the Monster section. So get your tickets for the Orlando Apollos playing right here at Spectrum Stadium.
Absolutely. So make sure you get in on that, all right? In 1985, this young man made his debut in basically, if I give you too much...
I was just reading it again, and I was like, if I give you too much of the information, you're going to guess who this is right off the bat. This guy made his professional debut today in 1985.
In what sport? Oh, you can't say? Okay.
Michael Jordan?
Not Michael Jordan.
85. I'm probably a year too off.
In prize fighting.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, 1985, Mike Tyson. How old was he when he had his first professional fight?
21.
He was 19.
A 19-year-old. And you want to talk about Kid destroying Dynamite. A guy's face.
Yeah.
Look at the images of Sammy Scaff. He beat him in how many seconds?
Was it five? The Tyson years were so exciting. It was so much fun to watch a Tyson fight.
He beat him in 79 seconds, and the Sammy went in the ring looking one way and came out with his face, with his nose on the side of his face.
Hey. I mean, you know, of course, I'm old enough to remember Muhammad Ali, and those were fun because our entire family would get together to watch Ali, but it turned up five notches when Mike Tyson started to box because it was... It was always domination. It was crazy.
But a lot of boxing fans didn't like it because it wasn't any sport. When you had Ali, you had Frazier, you had George Foreman, you had Ken Norton, you had Ron Lott, you had all these guys that were really, really good, and they were really great fights. Yeah. But with Tyson, it was like, 30 seconds, it's over. What do we do now?
That's been his criticism his whole career, is that he never fought anybody.
Right. How dare you dominate so much?
Yeah. I mean, he really was a level above.
But did everybody else
look bad in comparison to Mike Tyson, or was it just everybody else that bad?
No.
Well, they were all scared of him. Larry Holmes, you could see the fear, and that guy destroyed everybody, and you could see the fear in his face. He was backing up the whole time. And Tyson.
You know, but why is it that you're saying, how dare you be so good? It's like people want you to be competitive and still win, right? But if you win by too many points, you go, oh, guys, y'all didn't play anybody.
No, I know.
If you play somebody tough and you lose, you go, guys, how'd y'all lose? Fans are crazy. You want a great game. Oh, yeah.
No, on edge.
Oh, man. And then, yes, we won, baby. We're number one. But when you lose, like, dang, guys, you're sorry.
I'm not dogging the guy out. What I'm saying is boxing fans wanted to see more of a fight. It wasn't against him. Everybody's got to go out and get the best that they can do.
Well, what's fascinating now is this conversation leads into this in the sense that right now, as far as the heavyweight division, it's probably as good as it's ever been in quite some time.
Right.
And if you had to guess, with the heavyweight fight that we just had with Wilder and Fury, how many people in the millions downloaded or stole the fight illegally?
8 million.
8 million.
20 million people saw it illegally.
Million. That's
30 million.
30 million.
That's one town in India.
Yeah, I'm going to say 60 million.
What do you think, million. Fred?
Fred.
I don't know, probably 20 million.
20 million. Los was the closest with 10 million. Okay. 10 million people stole the fight illegally, streamed the fight illegally. Think about that in dollars. Well, the fight was probably about $75 to get. That money is gone.
Yeah.
And that was for a heavyweight fight. People want to say that boxing, no one's interested in boxing, no one wants this. That fight right there had 10 million people watching the fight illegally.
But here's the thing, when you talk about going back to Mike Tyson, it was great when he was knocking people out early, it was exciting, but then after a while it became old, right? It's like, hey, you want some popcorn, you want some food, I'll be back to the commercial.
Yeah.
And then you come back and go, wait, is it over?
You didn't leave the room.
I mean, you leave the room, it's done.
$90 you're paying, too. And it's like, well, that's done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, heavyweight isn't the best. We literally just had a Rocky story happen. There is no doubt about it that what happened with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder is a literal Rocky 1 story. Him fighting Apollo, a champ, coming back, a draw. They're both friends. How much more Rocky can it be than a guy who wasn't supposed to be? Tyson Fury, by a lot of professional sports broadcasters, were saying, why is this guy getting in there? He was 400 pounds. It's fascinating to watch. It's really good for boxing all around.
Now, we're in the day and age where it seems like anybody with a couple bucks and an idea can bring a league to fruition.
Oh, I know.
The next guy,
the next
organization that's in place now is the Freedom.
FFL.
The FFL, the Freedom Football League.
Yeah.
And it's put together by Ricky Williams, Terrell Owens, and Simeon Rice.
And Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, according to Williams, there's 100 stakeholders with 50 former players among them. This is just the first part of it. We just got the announcement. Don't know where they're playing. Don't know exactly where.
Oh, I got the teams right here. They're San Diego Warriors, the Oklahoma City Power, the Portland Progress, the Texas Revolution, the Birmingham Kings, the St. Louis Independents, the Ohio Players,
the Ohio Players.
Oh my God.
The Florida Strong, the Connecticut Underground, the Oakland Panthers. Question to Fred Stokes, who played in the NFL. Okay, so Fred, now we've got the FFL, we've got the XFL, we have here in Orlando, we've got the Alliance of American Football and the NFL. Is that too much football?
I think it's enough out there for everybody, but here's the deal, the quality of play, right? When the USFL came along, they came along too early. If they were here today, the NFL would be in trouble. I'd be safe to say the NFL is in trouble anyway, because you got so many disgruntled players, and if you can pay me, that's all it's about. I'm getting paid.
An arms race. You think that it's quicker, like what's happened with the MLS, where they're slowly building the great players, but they've had to do it because they really enjoy these other leagues and it's top notch. So you're saying players now in the NFL are so disgruntled with the league, like, look, man, just pay me. I'll play for Tommy Two Tones in Ohio players.
Right, yeah, yeah. You're saying that so the league that has the money. So I'm thinking, out of the leagues I'm hearing, the XFL. Because he's got the connections with the wrestling and all that, he's probably got more money than the other two.
Yeah, but still, you don't want to. And I'm not saying that it is XFL is doing this, but you don't want to water down the product either, right? So again, you want it to be authentic. You want it to be real. Guys still want to feel like they're playing serious football.
Here's the thing. Here, getting a little bit more information on it. So this is more like, think about this, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Out in football states, I know in Florida we have a bunch of these camps. They're 7-on-7 camps. If you guys are familiar with the Big Three basketball league, where it was 3-on-3 basketball, right. Ice Cube's behind that, and he got guys that were famous already and got that to play in this league. This is what their angle is. It's going to be 7-on-7.
Oh,
and they're targeting specifically guys that are 1 or 2 years removed from the NFL,
right,
or guys that are trying to get back into the game. They're not looking for college players.
Faster game.
They're not looking for no names. They're looking for established names, and they're going to be playing. And a lot of these college kids coming up, or if you're in the young football, you know what 7-on-7 is. It's all offense. Mm-hmm. There's very little defense. It's all about big plays and scoring. So that's what the gist of this particular league is going after.
If you ask me, the NFL is just about going to 7-on-7. I mean, that's why Tom Brady's playing so long. He's standing back there. He probably goes and hangs his uniform back up. No, guys, put that one back. I'll wear that next week.
You know, Angel, you were bringing that up, and then I saw this, especially with gaming. I think eventually we'll have a league that there'll be real players on the field, but the decisions will be made by gamers.
They're trying to do that.
That's why the app's important.
Yeah, I think there's going to be it's going to be like a blockchain kind of deal where it's like multiple people create the next play is agreed, it's going to be this, and then you move forward.
Oh, you're not that far removed. With the apps and the technology that's being developed, you can count on one of the leagues giving one play to the fans in the stands, letting them pick that play. They're going to get it down on the side of the field, and they're going to be like, okay, this is the fan requested play.
That was up for vote this year in the NFL owners meeting.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they're trying to say that, should you have iPads, right? Because you come to the sideline, the coach is going, hey, what do you see, Carlos, out there? Well, he explains what he sees. Now I've got to go draw it up. But if I'm sitting there with an iPad and you can, to a certain degree, to what you're saying, Angel, is that you can see real-time plays and coaches can make adjustments. It's almost like a video game. But they voted it down, though.
We have a bunch of football questions we want to ask Fred Stokes is here. By the way, Fred Stokes played for the Washington Redskins, won a Super Bowl. Great guy, and his sausage is amazing. As there's no way to say that without it sounding just weird. But
I love you, bro. I love you too. I love you to death.
So we'll come back with Fred Stokes and talk more about football, the Alliance of American Football. I'm going to find out what he thinks about Coach Steve Spurrier, coaching here in Orlando, and all these other startup and professional football teams when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, if you're in the Kissimmee, remember the Red Dog Pub? You can go by the Red Dog Pub and see Jeff Howe. It's out in Kissimmee. You'll love it. Also, we just talked about Wassey's Meat Market. And yeah, Wassey's Meat Market does carry Fred Stokes sausage, the best sausage in the world. And the sausage king himself, Fred Stokes, is here with us. Played in the NFL for the Washington Redskins. Ooh, I got some Washington Redskins questions to ask you here in a second. Ryan Holmes is here. Of course, Angel's here. We're still bringing on the Monster Sports and Carlos Navarro. Fred Stokes, thank you for coming in to see us. I know you're doing your own radio thing too now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing it on Sunday mornings at ESPN 580.
Nice, Orlando, man.
From 10 to 11 a.m.
Congrats,
and also, too, I got to mention, man, my wife's birthday is coming up the 29th of this month.
Uh-huh.
I've already know where I'm taking her down to Clearwater, man. We're going to have a good time.
You must be selling some sausage down there.
Yeah. What's wrong with Clearwater? I mean,
he's got punked by a Super Bowl champion.
Hey, Fred. So,
pickup game he's gonna do.
when I saw this morning, and once again, this is another kind of big news. There's another league, and matter of fact, the way this reads, too much football. Yet another league called the FFL is on its way. You've got the XFL, of course. We have here the Alliance of American Football. You've got this new one. You got the NFL. So you don't think that's too much football, or
I really don't. I think it's an opportunity for guys to get to play. And it's like Angel said, the 7-on-7, that league is going to, because if you didn't make the NFL, you were done.
Yeah.
Unlike baseball or basketball, if you didn't make the NFL, you were done. And now you got to wait and go somewhere and train at your granddaddy's farm or somebody's backyard and then tell the coach, hey, I'm ready for next year.
And it's really niche-y, this thing. This is a very specific, like if you haven't ever seen 7-on-7 drills, it's like fast break football.
Yeah.
It's actually probably closer to arena football in that regard, where it's going to be, and it's all the names that we recognize, and it looks like they're going for the same kind of gimmick that the Big Three does.
Well, what do you think about the fact that here with the Alliance of American Football and with the Orlando Apollos, we have Coach Steve Spurrier, who in the state of Florida, he's like, for most people,
football period, football. He's the only Heisman winner as a college. In winning one. I mean, he's when I did EA Sports Game Show, the guy was a trivia answer every time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that helps the league, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, and that's the other thing, too. Not only the quality of, as Angel said, the quality of the game, whether it's authentic and legitimate, right? Now, also, too, who's backing it? Now, that's why they got the Freedom deal with Ricky Williams and those guys.
It's
all players, but Steve Spurrier is bringing a big name.
Credibility.
Exactly. He's bringing credibility. So I think that's what's going to happen. When guys look at the end of the day, it's like, okay, who's more credible? Who's closer to the NFL? And who's going to give me the best chance to get back to the NFL?
Yeah. And then, of course, you played for the Washington Redskins. You know a lot of those guys. And you, one of my, I'll have to probably say my favorite player of all time, just when I was a kid, is a guy I loved, Doug Williams. You know Doug Williams. And I heard recently, I know there's some controversy with them possibly picking up this new, what's the guy's name again, Angel? The one that
They did pick him up.
He pushed the girl in the hallway and kicked her in the butt.
No, not Kareem Hunt.
It was Kareem.
No, there was another guy that they just picked off wires that got arrested in Tampa.
The linebacker.
Yeah. That's the guy that they picked him up. And it was Doug Williams that they brought out to talk, to explain that away. And that was a tough position to put Doug Williams in.
And then Doug had to apologize for something. Like, what happened with that? Do you know?
I didn't see Doug's part, but I know when I was playing, Doug had a situation too back in the day, but you didn't have all the access to social media, so your life wasn't 24/7.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I don't condone or agree with any of the nonsense and the knuckleheaded stuff those kids are doing. But if you see a guy, and who is it said this, Oprah or somebody?
Reuben Foster is the guy that we're talking about. And he's the guy that, again, he was in Tampa, gets arrested for domestic issues again. This is like a second or third time.
But
they released him, and then the Redskins picked him up off the waiver.
But the kid that we were talking...
Kareem Hunt, you only had Monday to pick him up, and nobody touched him.
Oh, I thought these Redskins were going to, because I heard Coach...
The Redskins did. Gruden. They did look at him. I thought they brought him in, though, Angel.
Yeah,
no. Reuben Foster is they're going through the process with this with the NFL to get him on the field.
That's Foster.
That's the guy
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Kareem Hunt was the deal. The opportunity to pick up Kareem Hunt was Monday by the end of NFL business on Monday, and nobody
decided
touched
not
him.
To do it. But I think the Skins were the ones that were looking at it, because the coach that used to be here for the Predators, what's his name?
John Gruden.
John Gruden. Yeah. He was saying, look, we haven't hired him yet. We're just looking into it. So what's your thought process on...
Here's the deal, too, that there, a lot of what's happening, a coach is like this. This is the coach's room. Yeah. They're meeting. Mm-hmm. They don't. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, right? The game has changed so much that the coaches are not just making decisions on which player they're getting. They're making decisions on how this is going to impact us in society, right? So if we
pick social media,
everything is so connected. They're saying how is this going to look in our gate, in our seats, not just on the field, because the kid can play, but how is this going to affect our bottom line?
Yeah.
You know what I think is missing in the NFL? Just kind of thinking about it, like how many women really work in the NFL? Like, honestly, what's the percentage? 1% maybe? Like, how often do all man-run organizations really work out all that well in the end?
Right.
You know, it's almost like it needs an infusion of just a different look at a situation. I know dudes, we're all dudes, we get in a room, we sit, we all know how much better a female point of view can really take things in that next level. I know they have a bunch of women working in all different facets in the NFL, but you mentioned coaches' room. Right, and so I was like, I pictured that coach's room. I'm like, you know, there ain't no chick sitting in there. I think the first woman just got hired by the Dolphins or Cardinals, one of the two.
And also, too, there's referees as well
that are winning. Yeah, that's thankful.
So, but to that point though, Carlos, the game is changing to a degree that's not going to be an issue anymore.
Because
before, you know, it was a defined line. The guys can say stuff, and somebody talked about we were on break with a hot mic. Mm-hmm. I mean, before you could say stuff and talk trash, you go, hey, I didn't say that. I wasn't there. No, this is you right here. Yes, you did say this.
And I don't think fixing it would be to force them to get women on there. I don't think that would be the right thing to do.
Because the words pussy-ass liberal came up several times.
That point in itself, I don't think was a pussy-ass liberal point. My point is this, when you
You don't think it, because you're a pussy-ass.
But that's two separate things, right? To think that you would need to force, that you would need to force. I don't think you need to force a woman on there, but I think it would be good to have that perspective. Yeah. It could just help the game all around.
Well, just as the negative aspect of not signing a guy for abusive issues with his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, at the same time as that would take away from your gate funds, getting a female and changing the game, just like they're having all these other leagues, that's going to help your bottom line. Because you got to be creative, because you just can't put an NFL game on Sunday and play hard-nosed football because you can't hit a quarterback low, you can't hit him high, you can't lay on him. I mean, what in the hell?
Well, let me ask you this, Fred.
You're a defensive.
Dude, come on. My job. I remember hitting Jeff George when he was playing with the Falcons. I went to hit him to knock his head off.
Yeah,
literally.
That's the game. That's what made the game.
I'm getting a little jacked.
Please, nothing wrong with that.
Actually, you could hit the guy right in front of you. Yeah, you should have heard. He's got video footage of you getting run over by Christian Okoye. He said,
"Oh
no, you didn't put that up, did you?
That's what he's posting that right now.
Was that not supposed to post that?
Look him in his face and tell him that's what you're posting.
Did that have anything to do with Claremont? I mean, no.
Man, if you're going to come at me on the air, I'm going to be passive-aggressive on the internet. All right? That's what I'm going to do,
That's
man.
How it works. That's how 33-year-old white males do it.
Hey, and he's sitting directly across from me. He's going like, he's not looking at me.
Right.
Okay, press
Angel, another story today that's NFL-related and local-related, too. Blake Bortles, of course, he played for UCF. Done, Blake Bortles played for Oviedo High School here in town. They're saying that Blake Bortles will not be playing for the Jags next year.
Oh, no.
Not they. He's saying it.
Oh,
he's the one saying it.
Why is he saying it?
Because did you see what he did last night?
What did he do?
Oh, he was horrible. The Jags got run over. They got destroyed.
They did.
Is it such a mental thing for him?
We have audio footage of what one of the things that happened to the Jags last night.
All right. Let's hear this.
Drive starts at the one. Looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards.
99 yards.
That happened to the Jags last night.
How does that happen, Fred Stokes? How does a man go 99 yards?
How does that happen to a team that was a game away from playing in the Super Bowl, a team they thought that could dethrone the Patriots, stink it up so bad that they should have their franchise taken away from? Actually, it's going to happen. That's the team that's going to the U.K.
Yeah.
There you go, Jacksonville. Enjoy that one.
Fred.
Now Angel's getting all jacked up. Take that.
I just like messing with Jacksonville Jag fans.
Fred, how does the team feel? Like, I always wonder that.
when I see like this Derrick Henry play where he literally runs one of the longest runs in NFL history.
99 yards.
As a team, do you remember a play when somebody made a historic play on you guys? What does it feel like in the locker room? What was the play? It's obviously
right now. I hate you right now.
What's the play that somebody made a record on
you? The play that comes right to my mind. We're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And we had Gerald Riggs, Ernest Biner, Randall Cunningham was quarterback for the Eagles. They had Seth Joyner, Jerome Brown. I mean, the Eagles were the bomb. Reggie White, they were stacked. But we were kicking their butt. Yeah, we were kicking their butt in RFK. I mean, all we needed to do was run the clock out. That's all we need to do. Just run the clock out, baby. We got the game. Get big Gerald Riggs the ball. Run left, run right, run up the middle every
night. Just keep the clock going, baby.
Wait, did he fumble the ball? Oh, my God. He fumbled the ball. Seth Joyner picks it up and starts. And we're standing here like, you got to be kidding. We go on the field. Defense goes back on the field. We hold him. They kick a field goal. And they win the game. Now are you happy?
I guess it stuck out a little bit.
Can you rehash one of those memories that just caused you? Yeah, when I was 12, I was dropped.
I love athletes. Don't you love professional athletes' recalls?
Oh, they remember everything.
Whenever I talk to a professional, you guys just have this memory. I can't tell you what happened last week, but you guys know a play and the time and the down and the yardage. It's really fun to hear.
What was your favorite or your best play when the year you won the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl game, what do you remember? What sticks out that you did that game that you'll never forget?
Probably the one thing that sticks out the most is that you're playing in the Super Bowl, first of all, and millions of people watching. But everybody has tendencies. And so we knew that if Thurman Thomas was set up a certain way, everything, all the things equal, this formation, he's going to run left, he's going to run right. We were ready for that. And so we get in the Super Bowl, I'm like, yeah, it's first play, I'm jacked up. And we're like, wait a minute. That's the formation. Oh, he's coming my way. Man, my heart's pounding.
Like, you know it's coming to you.
First play. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, just calm down. And we made the play. We stopped him for a couple of yards. But actually, it wasn't Thurman. It was Davis that was in the game. Because Thurman didn't have his helmet.
That's funny. No. He didn't have his helmet.
You remember Thurman? That was the big deal that he couldn't find his helmet.
I do remember that. Holy smokes.
I forget the guy's first name. But Davis started the game. And they showed a play in there after the game. That if Thurman Thomas would have been there and hit the hole instead of Davis delaying, they would have gotten.
I do remember that little controversy there. Yeah.
He forgot his helmet. So again, is this? I'm gonna have to leave out here, man, to go get some therapy. I'm gonna call my wife, man, and be like, honey, we're going to Clearwater.
Nice.
Well, listen.
Even Fred comes in here and comes down with a bow, sausage bow.
Fred, you're always welcome to join us for Monster Sports. Nice, we appreciate you coming in. Now, nice. When we come back, we're doing Beer of the Week. If you want to stick around and drink beer with us, you are welcome to. But I want to remind you, you can get Fred Stokes sausage. You can get it at Petty's Meats. You can get it at Wassey's Meats.
And you can get it at Winter Park Meat House.
And I guarantee you, it's the best sausage you ever put in your mouth.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Russ.
And that's coming a lot from Russ.
That's coming from me.
Russ is at every damn sausage in the Tri-County area.
Russ, stay focused, baby. Right here.
He can't stop giggling.
When we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Angel, now it's time for Beer of the Week.
All I do is drink beer for breakfast.
Beer of the Week. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Jeff Howe, Ryan Holmes, Carlos Navarro. We got Fred Stokes here, Super Bowl champ. And Angel's going to bring you Beer of the Week. What do we have here, Angel?
All right, Beer of the Week here on the Monsters, and any distributors or breweries that are interested in sponsoring the segment, we're looking to set that up for 2019. Email me, angel@rollradio.fm. I will put you in contact with the person that you need to speak to. And we'll get that set up for the upcoming New Year.
I love the artwork on this can.
Absolutely. And now we've had other products from them, but this is something new from them. And it's, again, because it's the quote-unquote winter months, darker beers tend to be more popular. This is what you go for, right? So this is a Big Top Brewing Company out of Sarasota, Florida.
Okay. And that's near Clearwater.
Yeah.
We're fancy.
I'm going to have a lovely weekend, minus 25 minutes.
It's a nice place. He couldn't get that gig.
Yeah. Actually, you could incorporate their brewery tour into your weekend, Ryan.
I will. I'll be at a brewery already.
So this is their Hawaiian Lion Coconut Coffee Porter.
And I got to tell you what, that sounds good. We'll see if it tastes good, but it sounds good.
Absolutely. So it's a porter. It's a 4.5 alcohol percentage, and it's a, you know, obviously a darker beer, and we'll take a sip of it right here momentarily. Hold on.
Fred, do you drink beer ever? No?
Well, not really. And I thought Angel had, because he was like, anybody interested in... I'm like, have you drank your beer already? I mean, because he was
about, No.
He was slurring a little bit. He's like, interested in the... but it is a nice looking can,
right,
though,
Fred,
man.
I got the footage of you getting run over in your career. So, you know, we could play around.
My bad. Hey, you got the board, man, so you're in control, baby.
All right, so this is, again, Big Top Brewing, and this is their Hawaiian Coconut Coffee Porter. We have the three-sip rule.
Hawaiian Lion. That's fun to say. Okay.
And we'll do a nice little silly toast.
All right,
to my schizophrenic friend. He's good people. Okay. Cheers.
Three-sip rule. I don't drink at all, do I?
Oh, you know what?
This is interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide.
Yeah. Russ, what'd you think about it?
I don't hate it, but if I'm going to drink that, I want the alcohol content to be up way past 4.5. Yeah, it needs to be up to a 10 or something. I don't.
You know what? I'm sorry. And this is why I stumbled earlier. The page had frozen on me. The ABV on this is 7.5%.
I love it. I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Okay, there we go.
If it was 4 point, I'm like, that's just wasting my time.
This is one of their seasonal beers. It's only available during this time of the year. So it's 7.5%, and it's, again, Big Top Brewing out of Sarasota.
I like it a lot, 9.5. What do you think, Ryan?
I like Big Top Brewery. I recently found them at the Orlando Weekly Beer Fest. Did a bunch of stuff out, but this one was my favorite one that they did. And I like a coffee-tasting beer. I just enjoy that because I enjoy coffee. I enjoy beer.
But if you drink one of those, don't you want the alcohol content to be high?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if it was like 4, I'm like...
Why do you want the content to be high if you're going to drink a lot? Just drink a lot more beer and your content goes up.
You know why? Because it's kind of, it's a thicker beer, so you have to drink so much to get where you want to go.
I'll give it a 9.7.
Did you guys get the coconut flavor?
I did.
What did you think about that?
It reminded me of a mound.
For me, it was a little, I don't know. This
sometimes
is the first
you
time.
Feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
It's the first time where it's like, I thought it was a little sweet.
Yeah, I like it. It reminds me of a Mounds bar, yeah.
I'll give it a 7.5, and that's Big Top Brewing. They're coconut porter.
Very nice.
Hawaiian Lion, and you can get that out here locally at wherever you pick up beer, and that's Beer of the Week.
Very nice. Jeff Howell, have you ever invited Fred Stokes out to your bar?
But I have a card just burning a hole in my pocket right now.
You get 10 free, 10 free drinks.
50%
if he gives you that card,
no,
you get
slow
10
down,
free.
Hawaiian Lion over here.
Keep talking, Russ. Go ahead. Yeah, you got the floor. Russ got the floor. This is your show, too. Right?
I'll tell you what. For every free sausage, you get a free beer.
Oh, now you're bartering.
Hello, man. I'm in business.
I've got a card after this.
Okay, we'll trade cards. Yeah, no, I'd love for you to come down. We're going to have a great time this weekend. We got DJ Mike spinning videos, showing videos from the 70s through the 2000s. Tomorrow night we have accidentally.
70s through the 2000s.
Yeah, that's the only time videos run.
Jeff, where's the location?
Oh, it's a 2948 Vineland Road in Kissimmee. And tomorrow night we have Accidentally on Purpose, Blues Rock, and Sunday from 2 to 5, we have Acoustic Sunday with Jeff Howe Trio. And tonight, I will be at the Whiskey on Sand Lake Road.
So, Ryan Holmes, where are you going to be this weekend?
You're telling jokes from the 70s and the 90s.
I'm out of breath just from Jeff doing that.
I know. I'm out of breath.
Shut up. That is the hardest plug to listen to.
So
Jesus.
You're taking your girl to Clearwater.
I will be having the best birthday weekend ever with my girlfriend. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. We're going to have a great time. And for 25 minutes, I'll be doing stand-up at a brewery.
We get to do that nowadays, Russ. We get to plug.
When you're in deep trouble like he is, you need to. Hey, so the name of the brewery you're going to be going to?
It is
that you're taking time to go to during your girlfriend's birthday weekend.
Like, she's going to enjoy it. You know what? I'm in trouble. I got to make up for it because she did not think that British Ryan not having her girlfriend was funny at all. And that was a long conversation on the way home from the holiday.
British Ryan was picking up Amber Nova?
When you literally...
Yeah. So she didn't think that was funny?
Like British Ryan so much more.
Apparently, I found the line, and that's where that line is. I'll be at Debine Brewery in Palm Harbor if you want to come hang out and watch me have fun and a girlfriend who's very surly.
Yeah.
Come hang out with me this weekend.
Next week on the show, listen to British Ryan pick up Amber Nova again.
damn.
So much for taking it easy. Or maybe not.
That's probably never going to happen again.
Buy a necklace.
What you got this weekend, Angel?
You can hit me up. What the hell's Angel listening to? Later on tonight from 10 to midnight. And just hit me up on all social media platforms. It's Official Angel.
Hey, I know you're downtown a lot. Will I see you at the Barry Manilow concert?
No.
And then Sunday is the Solar Bears are playing Sunday. I'm going to be at the Solar Bears
absolutely.
Game.
You're gonna love it, dude.
All right,
that's a fun time.
Hey, Fred Stokes, what you got, man? What's coming up with you?
You know what? I will be back on my show Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on ESPN 580.
Right.
I'm traveling and speaking, man, all over the country. And so I'm trying to put that on my social media deal so I can catch people where I'm going.
Always good to see you, man. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for coming in.
Come in next week if you got time.
You got it. Carlos, what you got?
Yeah, check me out on social media. To the top, Carlos, and a bunch of fun stuff. And hope everybody has a good weekend.
Hey, if you want to get a copy of my new comic book, Jolly Jane, it is available. All you got to do is go to BigCityComics.com. That's BigCityComics.com. When we send you the comic for Christmas, we also send you a big poster to go along with it. I think you'll like it. BigCityComics.com. It's called Jolly Jane, and I hope you guys like it. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then it's the Jim Colbert Show. Then we're back next week to do our thing from Jeff Howe, Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, and Fred Stokes.
And the leader of this mess, Samaria Man, Russ, the real Sausage King, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.